about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the show. What the? Welcome to the show. You can get involved by calling 888-77-5-3-773-888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question, brand new biblical question, a doozy too. And it happened to be one that I don't know. I don't understand myself. And I want to know, I want to really know. And I don't want somebody to pretend they know. I want to know. Even if you want to give a guess, that's up to you, right? Because you want to know yourself. But I want to know, why do you need a pope? The pope is dead. And now they're trying to vote in a new pope, I hear. Why do you need a pope? He doesn't seem to do anything. And he just wave, he go out on the front porch up there in the Vatican somewhere and wave at people from the window. And then he get in his little covered wagon and he ride down and a whole bunch of people on the side of the road waving. And then he get out and he put his hands on you and you cry and be all happy. And then if you try to touch him and he doesn't want you to touch him, he smack your hand and he tick. And then he decides that he doesn't want America to close its border, let everybody in, but he won't let them in the Vatican neighborhood. So I don't know. I really just don't know. I just don't know what is the purpose of a pope. Why do you need a pope? Really? And this particular pope, from what I've read about him and heard, is that he was a liberal. He wasn't on the side of good. So why do you need a pope? And now they're about to vote in another pope. What the? I just don't know why you need a pope. They must literally think they are above you if they think they don't have to accept immigrants while we do, evidently. So I want to know, that's a biblical question. Why do you need a pope? And maybe you do, I just don't know why. All right? We have every way that you can watch and you can support and watch the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about, you're busy running around this morning, this evening, this night, late in the morning, or the next day, it all depends on where you are in the world, because we are heard around the world by everybody and they mama. If you're black, and everybody there, mama, if you're white, Monday through Friday, from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Pacific time, 9 to noon Eastern time. You can podcast the show if you can't really sit and watch it. You podcast, watch it later. But you can be listening to the show no matter where you are, on your iPhone or iPad, by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605 615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. Manhood Hour is coming up in the third hour today. It is Wednesday. Rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I have a question before I go to your calls. And I have this question for a particular reason. And I've noticed it and noticed it. I've noticed this for a long time, years and years of being in life. But I've noticed it more recently. I want to ask you, are you able to make a decision? Are you able to just make decisions? Are you able to just make decisions?
Like what to eat and stuff. You mean like that?
Hake. Let me get Hake White. So are you able, so you can only make decisions about eating?
Yeah, or stuff, or something someone asked me. Like someone asked me a question. Someone asked me, do you want this? Shall we do this? I'm like, okay, well, that's easy. I'm just presented with an option.
So you only can make decisions if someone present you with a what?
With an option.
Oh, okay.
I'm trying to think about it a bit here because I've also been listening for a while. So let me think about it. But yeah, definitely want something to eat.
When it's time to eat.
Definitely.
And if you're a chef. Hey, are you able to make decisions?
Yeah, sometimes. Sometimes better than others. I'm really not sure. Can't even make a decision about this question.
Joya, let me get my other spirit over here, Joya Friday TV. This is so, really, this is so important. And when you understand the depths of it, how important it is, it'll make you want to slap your mama. Joel, can someone, let me, oh, no, not
he's
you.
Coming.
Oh, well, he's coming. Know. He yeah, may not be coming. Able to hear because he has headsets on. He has he's a coming. Pink shirt on. Real men don't wear pink. No, I'm playing. I have a pink shirt, too. Joel Friday, these are my experts. They're also the hosts of their own shows on JLP Talk. I mean, no, Punch and TV.
That's right.
Punch.tv. Joel, are
I have
you
a question? Well, no. Talk to Joel first.
You sure?
Yes.
Are you able to make decisions?
Yes, I think so.
Yes, I think so.
Yeah, okay. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Maybe.
Yeah, maybe. Right on, brother.
Yes.
You sound like Hake.
Terrible.
And so, explain how are you able to make decisions? Why do you say you are able to make decisions?
Because I think that a lot of times when we have things that we're dealing with that we're trying to overcome, we can think that we can't overcome it because maybe we're not strong enough or something. But if we really wanted to, we could. It's kind of like the thing where you say you could just drop it. It's the same thing. Yeah, like if you really wanted to drop it, you could. But you just, you know, oftentimes we don't want to. So I think that's a decision to drop it. I think it's possible.
But are you able to make decisions on a daily basis?
If we really knew.
No, not we, you.
Oh.
I'm about to say it like the black woman said. You, baby.
How about you, bud?
Me, yeah. If I really wanted to, yes, I think I could. But I don't know if I really want to all the time.
You don't want to make decisions, all the
right?
Time.
Because
then why not?
Because still loving the hell, still loving the hell. Sometimes
what?
I think it's still loving the hell that the real sometimes, but I know that if I want to, I could. On a daily basis.
Just on a daily basis, throughout the day, you can make decisions.
Right.
But you don't, because sometimes you don't want to.
Sometimes, yeah, I could choose a thrill over making the decision to do or not to do something.
Really?
Yeah.
And how about you, hey, on a daily basis, not overcoming decisions.
Just regular decisions.
Yeah, just decisions throughout the day.
Sometimes I waffle on decisions, and sometimes I can do them pretty quick.
So is that a yes or no? You're able to just make decisions throughout the day?
That's intermittently, sometimes.
And why can't you always make decisions throughout the day? Just make decisions.
Because it's sometimes the question is too important to me. Like it's inappropriately important to where it's like debilitating to make a decision.
Meaning
like
what?
I'll torture over what to do. I'll like want to find out all the options rather than just when one option catches my eye or mind and go with that one that seems to make enough sense. You know how sometimes there's a decision that makes enough sense, but you're like, oh, but what about, let me see if there are other options too.
What is it like to live like that, not to be able to just make decisions?
That part's a waste of time. It's terrible.
What is it like? And then I come to you and come, babe, what is it like not to just be able to make decisions all day long? Just make them.
Well,
and it's not like decisions pop up all day.
Maybe
I'm just saying.
Misunderstanding what decisions are, because when James is saying it, it seems like it's different than what I'm meaning.
Yeah, you're talking about thrills.
I don't know if I know for sure what you mean by decision. You mean like if I need to figure out if I need to go to the store type of thing, or deeper than that?
I'm lost in love and I don't know why. I don't want to answer that part because I want to hear from other people about it too.
Okay, well, yeah, I'll respond to what James is saying. Okay. Is about making like, even if it's practical decisions or like something that I need to do. I find that when I'm struggling trying to make a decision, it's because I'm thinking that I don't want to make the wrong one, as if a wrong one exists, instead of just being free and doing it. Because whatever decision we make is decision we're meant to make, because we're either going to learn from it or it's quote unquote the proper decision.
What is it like not being able to just make decisions when they come? It's not like they come every day, all day, but they do come.
Sometimes you put yourself in a position to make a decision when you don't even need to be making any decision.
It's overthinking. It's like judging every situation.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hank, maybe you were about to say.
I don't remember. But, you know, just thinking
about
this conversation.
You said that, Joel, me. You're about to say why you, in making decisions, what?
About making decisions? No, I just relate to everything they said. It's a waste of time, for sure. It's a waste
of
time.
What's a waste of time?
Not being able to make decisions. And I relate to some of what they've said. I've had to, like, work around it. Like, use technology to make lists and just be able to just go without thinking, and at least I wrote out what I now. Now it seems like I don't have to deal with that. It's all laid out, so I don't have to deal with that thing that James is talking about. I'm like, wait, I gotta explore every option before I can move forward.
And so, on a daily basis, when decisions come,
mm-hmm.
You're not able to just make them as the decision moments come when you need to make a decision.
Yeah, it depends.
Oh, I see.
Usually, I'm able to. I think usually I'm able to.
And what is it like not being able to?
Waste
when
of time.
You can't decide.
Yeah, it seems like a waste of time, and it really just feels like making something bigger than it should be.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. What are you about to say?
I see. You're just saying. Wrestling with making decisions comes up sometimes, and I think it's just because trying to avoid making the wrong one.
Oh.
Yeah, so over, kind of like James says, over making something too important when it's not that big of a deal. You just make a decision, and then whatever happens, happens. But there's a wrestling that brings conflict, trying to just make a decision, and it doesn't have to be that deep.
I used to not like to go to fast food restaurants.
Right.
Because when you go to the cashier, you're supposed to know what you want. And I'm really picky, too. And so it was like a real pain. Because you have to make a decision in front of somebody in a timely fashion.
Yeah.
And you have to hopefully get your order right so that it's not something gross.
Amazing.
I notice when I pick just like what's on the menu, people at the table are like, man, I should have gotten that.
Yeah.
Whenever I'm just like, blah, whatever. that looks good.
One other quick question. This occurred to me about decision making. When you have gone out on a date, have you ever gone out on a date and you ask the woman, where do you want to go? And she's like, oh, no, wherever you want to go.
Yeah.
And then you're like, well, where do you want to go? And she's like, I don't know, wherever you want. You ever had
it? That's a familiar conversation.
And it was hard for you to make a decision?
Yeah.
And why?
Because now I'm trying to figure out what she wants. and now I'm like tailoring every little thing I'm thinking about. Like, okay, maybe here, maybe there. But I'm tailoring it on a non-answer.
And so
guessing.
You couldn't make the decision because you're trying to figure out what she wanted.
Right.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Even though she said, well, you make the decision.
Right. I'm still trying to figure. Okay, but the reason I asked is because I don't know.
Speaking of Mike Tracy.
Even though she said you made the decision, you still can't make the decision because you're trying to decide around her where to go.
I think that's why.
Oh, okay.
Looking back.
Interesting. That's interesting. Very interesting. How about you? You ever gone on a date or out with a woman and she wanted you to make the decision where you're going to go and you couldn't make it?
Mine is more so like when it comes down to like watching a movie. Deciding what movie to watch. But mine is not so much about what she likes. Mine is me trying to make sure that I choose the one that I'm going to like. Like, this is going to be good. But, like, one that we both would, you know, essentially like this is going to be a good movie. Like, I will wrestle with, and I'm using this as an example, is that I'll wrestle with trying to figure out which movie is a good movie, and then I'll sit up there and just try to, like, really, like, read all the previews and make sure that I'm not choosing the wrong one. So it becomes, like, this silly thing in my head.
So you're trying to base the movie for the both of you or just you?
I'm just trying to make sure I choose the good one.
That both
of us will enjoy.
But why not just make the one you would like, and if she come along for the ride and don't like it, fine.
Well, that's what I'm using my best. I'm trying to use my best judgment of what is good.
Oh.
And then if it's good, then I know that she'll like it too.
And have you ever been on a date and the woman say, well, where you want to eat and where you want to go?
The same thing.
And you say, well, I don't know. And you're like, where you want to go? She's like, you made the decision. Wherever you want to go. You're like, I don't know. Where you want to go? Yeah. You ever done that?
Yeah, but I think it came down, where I wrestle with is trying to choose what is good.
It's not came down, come down, too.
But she's in there, too.
Right, but like it's not typically about whether. Because there's times where she'll be like, well, you choose. And where I wrestle with is choosing something I'm going to enjoy. That's where the wrestle comes with, not what she'll like.
You don't have her in mind at all. When you used to date, you didn't have her in mind.
I guess I did to some extent. But if she told me, like, oh, well, you just choose, then in my mind I'm thinking, like, oh, okay, well, then I can choose whatever I want. But then I would wrestle with, well, let's just hope that it's good.
How about you, Hey? You ever been out on a date, gone out on a date in your whole life, and the woman said, well, you asked the woman, where you want to go? She said, well, I don't know, where you want to go? And you're like, I don't know, where you want to go? No, and she's like, it's up to you, where you want to go?
I did get a comment one time when I asked if she wanted to go to this place or where she wanted to go. I forget how exactly I asked it. And she was surprised that I let her make a choice, but she didn't make the choice. I made the choice.
Oh.
But I tend to just go where I want to go because I have places that I like going.
Right.
And for the most part, I'm pretty sure that she's going to enjoy it.
Oh, I see.
A real
and with movies, she just talks too much, so it, like, she just wants to talk.
In the movie.
And so, like, yeah. And so
I hate that.
Yeah, oh, what? But luckily, I've already seen the movie most of the time. It's like one of my favorite, some of my favorite movies.
Right.
But I know that she's not really going to appreciate it the way that I appreciate it. Because she's not interested in movies like I am.
Oh, okay. What do you say? Hey, come here. Hold on, Tanya. What do you say?
No, I was saying, I was just making a little joke.
Oh, okay.
While he was talking.
I was thinking, too, is that, like, when I have said, like, no, you choose, or, like, you choose the movie, I think that I mostly say it because I know that whatever is chosen, I'll be okay with. Like, let's say when I was dating, right? I'm not talking about currently.
Right.
But, like, I know that I'll be able to deal with whatever it is and have a good attitude about it.
Even if it's Mary Poppin?
Right. Even if it's whatever, like, I'll just sit there and be like, oh, okay, whether I like it or don't, but I can have a good attitude about it. Typically, when I let other people choose, then they're like, oh, my gosh, why do you do this thing? And then it becomes this thing. I'm like, well, then you choose. So that's typically how I would go about it.
Amazing.
Yeah.
But that's you're getting at the core of it. I think you're getting at the core of it, Joel. It's like that's at the core of why we do that. You're thinking about the other. You're thinking about somebody else. Yeah. So it would be the easiest thing to just do what you want to do,
but right?
And pick what you want to pick.
It's better.
I've noticed that when others are not involved, it's still difficult for people to make decisions.
True.
Right. That
it's an oppressive feeling too.
What a sad way to live, huh? Uh-huh. You can't make a decision.
It's spiritual oppression.
Yeah,
that's right. So I gotta answer that. Move on, James. You like liver in your onion?
I like liver in my onion.
I mean, you like onion in your liver?
I thought you said living. Neither. In
your onion.
Yeah. I was like, wow. What does that mean?
I don't think I like liver.
You want liver in your onion?
It's too salty and weird.
I mean, you want
Shout
onion
out.
In your liver?
I don't even know what this means.
What
onion in the liver?
Do you want onion on your liver?
Maybe I
is
do need it. Maybe I do need it because just plain liver is.
Make I don't know me if gag. I don't know if I've had that.
You never had.
Me neither.
Onion and liver.
I don't think I've ever even had liver.
It's too early in the morning for this.
Maze is right about you.
Is that
you
a black
do
thing?
Not know your culture.
I missed that one.
You grew up in a white world.
Is that a black thing? Liver.
Yeah, liver. Honey, good.
You had that, Nick.
You like,
no, I want to
need the onion to balance out.
You like onion on your liver?
No, Jesse, I want to overcome. I don't want to live in my onion.
That's what I thought you said. Live.
I don't want to live in my onion anymore.
What you say? Hey.
Oh, you need the onion to balance out the liver because the liver is too like salty and smushy. I imagine
more mineral.
And
you
need
wrong.
Some crunch. And you need some crunch.
No, liver, onion, just add flavor to the liver. Liver is good by itself, to be honest.
No, it's not.
Will you fry it?
Even
or
Anchor
bacon?
Baby, the chef, sous chef.
It's fine.
He's a sous chef.
It's fine in little bits. Huh? With some, it's fine in little bits
you had
with some onion. I've had liver.
You had liver and onion?
I don't know if I've had, like, is that just like raw onion and liver?
No,
like
cooked.
Raw sliced onions, or is it cooked?
You cook it. You fry it, or you bake it.
No,
gravy on it.
They're pretty big, too, aren't
yeah.
they?
Yeah. Derek, my producer, said, I had fried liver, and it's chewy.
Yeah.
It
is chewy.
And
nasty.
You ever had blood sausage? You're kind of getting closer to liver with that.
No, I have not.
Something like that.
Thank God.
Closer to that area.
I have not had that.
I'm getting lightheaded.
Why?
Because this is gross.
Yeah, I don't even know what it is.
I know.
Well, it
That's
sounds
cool.
like I'm grateful I don't know.
Tell your
chewy.
Mama to make you some liver with onion.
Which mama?
The black one.
Yeah, the black. Well,
I just realized what we
the other one. Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. But anyway, the Hate Report, Monday through Friday from 9 to 11, right after my show. He is an expert here on the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, James Hake. And then Joel Friday TV, right after the Hake Report at 11 a.m. Pacific time. Check him out. Expert here on the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. And at 12 noon, the American Anchor Baby. At 12 noon. Also, an expert here on the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. All right, I just want to ask you guys about decision making. And it's a horrible way to live when you can't make decisions. It is terrible. Yeah. And I've just been noticing recently a whole bunch of adult people cannot make decisions.
How do you think they, you know, we're supposed to go about it?
I want to get into it first. Okay. It's a good question. But I want to hear from others, why can't you make decisions?
Okay.
And why don't you make them? Because if you can't make a decision, life ain't fun. It really ain't fun.
Yeah.
We were built to make decisions.
And they're not supposed to be hard to make.
Not at all. You're not even supposed to think about it. You're supposed to just do it. But we'll get into that. I want to hear from other people about decisions. Can you make decisions? 888-7753-888-77-JESSE. Let me go to the first time call out of New York. Brian, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, how you doing?
All is well, Brian.
How you doing? Big fan of you, Jesse.
Thank you.
You can hear me good?
Yeah, speak a little louder right into your phone.
Sure.
Okay, that's
that's you perfect. Want me to ask? I have a question to ask you.
Okay, go ahead.
All right, my girlfriend is making more money per year than me, a good amount more, and I don't mind it at all because of more money and whatever. But the guys at work are kind of dissing me and saying that, you know, it's not a man thing, you know.
Are you living with her?
Yes, I am.
And your question for me is what?
Does it matter if the woman makes more money than you?
It definitely matters. You should be making more money than the woman that you're with. Otherwise, you will live to regret it.
Well, she still cooks. She still brings me food to the table.
But you still should make more money than her.
Okay.
And why don't you make more money than her?
I guess she went to college and stuff like that, and you know she's pretty much a doctor, and you know she makes about like $75,000 more than me.
Wow! And do you plan to marry her, have children with her?
We have a child together.
Oh, is she making you stay home?
No, I work.
Oh, okay. And has she rubbed it in your face already?
No, not one bit.
Okay. I mean, if it works for you, fine. It's up to you, but I wouldn't want to be in that situation. I know too many guys now who are with women who are making more money than them, and the women are on an ego trip, and if the man doesn't do what she wants or act the way she wants him to act, that's the first thing she says. I make more money than you. How you going to tell me what to do? She would not let him forget that she make more money than him. It's like moving into a woman's place. She's never going to let you forget you live in her place.
Yeah, that's my concern is like when things do go wrong, she brings it up, you know?
Yeah.
Like, and she hasn't, but, you know, like you know, oh, she has the upper hand, but she doesn't, you know?
Yeah. Can you hold for a minute, Brian?
Sure.
Let me take a quick break. 888-7753-773-888-77-JESSE. Back in a moment. So, check out Punchy's Coffee. I have my own coffee now. Punchy Coffee is good. Every bag is roasted to order. Freshest flavor. Top quality. Specialty grade beans. Good. Every dime goes back to Bar, my nonprofit. And we are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. So when you're drinking coffee and enjoying it, just know you're helping somebody. Amazing coffee. Punchy has his own coffee now. What the? And it's so good. All the way from the plantation to my own coffee. Who would have thought? Did that coffee come from the plantation? Did I pick my own coffee? Check it out. Go to rebuildingtheman.com, rebuildingtheman.com/stores, and get Punchy's coffee. Okay, welcome back. 888-775-3773. Quick announcement. Brand new episode of The Fallen State Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific time. Very interesting and amazing conversation with Lauren Risca. Whiskey. Derek just told me whiskey. But what do you say, Derek?
I'm pretty sure it's Witska.
Witska, right, Nick? Witska. One black man asking another black man. It's like, how do you find your way to Africa? Witska, she is a media personality and political activist. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
I just could not get clean, and I was hardcore drug use. It wasn't supposed to happen to people like me, and it did. Addiction, it doesn't discriminate. God started to work on my heart. He started to rebuild me from the inside out.
The heart is evil. When you can admit that, he would change it, and he would start to work on everything else.
Every opportunity I could have ever wanted, God gave to me, but it was like only after I had submitted to his will in my life.
Amazing. TheFallenState.tv, Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific time. You can become a member now of TheFallenState.tv right there on YouTube and locals.com, all right? And for shout-outs, go to Cameo, personal shout-outs, go to Cameo, cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson, cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. Birthday shout-outs, weddings, anniversary, encouragement, congratulations, whatever they are, I'll do it for you, all right? I want to, Brian hung up, I don't know, or dropped or something like that, and Brian wanted to know about being with a woman that made more money than him, should that be? And you say?
I think that it, typically it creates more challenges, like, for the devil to use.
Should a man be with a woman that make more money than him?
Yeah. I think that it creates more it's like a temptation for the devil to use against the woman, against the man. Like, it creates more challenges for the relationship. Do I think that it's impossible for it to work? No. I think that it could if she catches that and doesn't, like, let it get to her ego. But oftentimes it gets to her ego.
Should a man be with a woman that make more money than him?
I feel like the answer is no.
Why you feel like the answer is no?
Because it seems too soft and liberal to be accommodating. But I also feel like it's becoming more and more common because they've propped up women so much.
Yeah,
put them up in the schools like crazy, and they've encouraged men to be kind of more bumps on a log and destroyed.
And you said that you shouldn't have, or you should?
Should not.
Because?
Because he doesn't know how to deal with her anyway. And so this is just another symbol of being beta towards her.
Oh, okay. And what do you say, Anchor Baby?
I wouldn't want to do it personally. I don't have this like training or anything like that. Like I didn't go through it or have like this old school training that tells me I shouldn't or anything. Kind of grew up in a world where that's fine.
Oh.
But I got to say, personally, I don't know why it's in me that I this doesn't seem right. I don't know if it's ego, I can't handle it or something, but I wouldn't want to. I just wouldn't want to. I'd rather deal with the reason why I'm not making that money and be that guy or whatever that I want to be.
Mm-hmm.
Put it like that.
So you say
before I marry it.
So if I'm hearing you right, you said that you grew up in that environment, so it kind of seemed normal,
right?
That a man would be with a woman making more money than him because that's what you know.
Yes, sort of, but it does feel wrong.
And why does it feel wrong?
I don't know. It just seems wrong. It just seems wrong. It seems weak. It seems under. And I've seen examples and stuff, and it doesn't seem right.
Oh, okay. And does it seem wrong or right?
I mean, typically, a lady shouldn't be in a position where she's making that much money anyway. That just is kind of like, how did you get in this place to begin off with? Because it creates this world for them that they have more than what they need as a lady, and that doesn't feel proper to me. So. But I think that if they get married and they have babies, she's going to have to leave the job anyway, so it doesn't really make too much of a difference at that point.
So does it seem wrong or right?
Does it seem wrong or right? I can't say if it's wrong or right. I don't know. I mean, it just doesn't feel proper to be in a relationship where she's making all of his money in general, period. Whether it's more than him or less, if she's making a lot of money, that's weird to me.
But these girls today, these girls today would just go to school, they're becoming these.
Yeah, even nurses.
And all nurses. Yeah. They are like doing this work that guys should be doing in a sense. And I don't know how we could say, well, you just can't.
Right.
What am I trying to say here? All I'm trying to say is that the women are doing this work and the guys are kind of not getting educated, doing their thing.
And so does it seem, you said it seemed wrong to you?
It does seem wrong. I wouldn't do it. And I just don't have a lot of experience or anything to stand on. I just wouldn't do it.
And you said, does it seem wrong or right, you say?
I don't see a wrong or right in it, but it just is weird.
Does it seem wrong or right?
It seems wrong.
That a man should be with a woman making more money.
It seems wrong that a man would be with a woman making more money.
Why?
It just feels like the man is usually the one who's working and taking care of her, and she's the homemaker.
Well, some people don't get married, though. Some ladies ain't getting married.
But he's talking about a man being with a woman who makes more.
Right.
So that's it. Just it seems wrong.
Okay.
Definitely.
Let me ask Nate out of Canada. Brian, I don't know if you drop Brian, you can call me back. It's up to you. Let me go to Nate out of Canada. Nate says he's been in that situation. Hey, Nate out of Canada, you dated a woman that made more money than you?
And I'll also say, right, you guys are crazy. I wouldn't even say do 50-50. The man needs to be the making
Nate,
more.
Did you say that you've been with a woman that made more money than you?
Technically, it was 50-50. It was her place, though. Like, she didn't necessarily make more than me, but it was her house.
So, have you ever been with a woman that made more money than you?
Yes.
And what was that like for you?
Started off good, but then, like, didn't end well. When she gets upset, like, it's just get out of her house or give me my stuff back. You know? So I wouldn't suggest that for anyone. Like, when she gets mad, that's when you're going to see her true colors. So don't even make it 50-50, I would say. Like, I'm in a new situation now, and I would never talk to a woman who even makes close to me again. Like, she has to be making, like, working, but significantly less than me. You know, like, and a lot of my friends argue with me. I picked up a new woman, and she's like, hey, she's not working that much, and she just has a little, like, a caretaking job, you know?
Yeah.
But and they were like, yo, like, your last girl, she worked at the bank and stuff, and she had a good position there. Why would you downgrade? And his girl makes more than him also. And I'm just like, that's great for y'all, but wait till the rough situations come and you know that she don't really need you, and plus how society is nowadays.
Yeah.
You know?
It's interesting how in all situations, I've never heard of a situation where this did not happen. If a man should move in with a woman to her place, or she make more money than him, eventually she reminds him, I make more money than you. You live in my place. You can't. But a man rarely says that to her.
Yeah, right.
He rarely says, exactly. Well, you know what? You need to obey me. You live in my house, or you live in this. But she is not going to let you forget.
When sometimes he should.
Right. He should be saying, you know what? If you don't sit down, I'm throwing you out of my house. But a man
doesn't really work like that.
Why is that?
The laws have changed where, like, I heard a crazy story where it was the guy's house, and he told her to get out. She wasn't leaving, so I guess he pushed her or something, and then the police arrested him in his place, and he had to leave. So the laws are totally screwed right now. I wouldn't suggest it unless you have a lot of stuff on your side. Like, it's everything's under your name. The children only have your last name.
Even the doll has your last name.
Yeah, like, just, you know, like, because even if it's your house, if she wants to turn on you, the way all the laws are here up in Canada, I mean, she could say anything, to be honest. It's very scary. I wouldn't say take the risk. Like, just have her as a girlfriend or whatnot, but don't really get into a situation with a woman who has you by the balls, you know? Like, come on.
Okay.
It's crazy that you guys are even... That's a no-brainer, man. Never get with a woman who's making more than you. Seriously.
Yeah.
It's going to be kind of unavoidable, it seems like, though.
No, it's not. It's never... Just don't do it.
I know.
Women are making more money now.
So it's becoming more and more common.
Well, I think that...
But you don't marry. You ain't obligated to... Right. Just don't do it.
Just don't do it.
The problem for black men now is a lot of us are in a situation where women are out-earning us. We're starting to step up. So there's a lot of black women who are making a lot more than us. I'm not going to lie. Like, it's starting to change.
Yeah.
Slim pickings, you know?
Thank you, Nate. I appreciate it. Amazing. Right.
Shout out.
I was going to say, there's a lot of men who don't think that it's possible to meet somebody who is not making more money than you. And that's the problem, is that men are now are like, well, women today are just, they make more. So that's how it is today. Right. So you have to do it. They don't think it's possible that you can meet somebody that's going to understand the order and that it's going to make sense and you can lead, and they're settling out of just being desperate or something.
Amazing.
What if they're willing to downsize? Huh? What if the woman is willing to downsize? You agree? Okay, we're going to get together and you're going to quit that job.
The only way
you're
going to
live in poverty level with me.
Wait, him telling her?
I mean, I don't want to accept such a thing. Like, I'd want to work on myself. I'd want to, like,
no.
It means no woman, if it means this generation goes without. Is that too extreme? But but is that what it must take?
Right.
A generation without a wife. I don't know if that's crazy. I don't even know what I'm saying. But
that's what I say.
They're out earning for a reason. They're out there. Yeah, the world is geared to women in some ways, blah, blah, blah. But can we really sit around and do the wallow thing? We can't
The reason that the world is making it that way with women, because they know it's not going to work for men. It's not going to work for a family. So because the world is evil, the people of the world, they set it up so that this wouldn't work. Because they know it's never going to work with a woman making more money than a man. It just ain't going to work. And so that's why they're doing it. They don't want family unit. They don't want that order of God thing to happen. So That's why they catered to the woman.
Big time.
And it also, I mean, it all comes from hating men. That's the reason why, you know, a lot of women are in these positions in the first place is because they've kicked the men out of them so women can get in them.
Yeah.
So it's all has to do, the root is hating men and hating God anyway. So it can't work.
Waiting on God, waiting on God, and waiting on you.
It's not just the laws, though. It's the spirit. It's the weak spirits of the people.
Absolutely. It's definitely the weak spirit.
Yeah.
Because they had strong spirit, and no matter what the world suggests to you, you want to go with it. Let me go to Maria, right? Yeah. Maria out of New Jersey. Maria, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi, good morning, Jesse.
Hey,
Hi,
Maria.
Good morning, guys.
All is well.
So I'm calling because it's such a coincidence that me and my husband were having this conversation last night, and I'm a little nervous, but...
Relax.
Yeah, so we were having this conversation because we're going through this situation because I make more money than my husband. I make a lot more than him. And yeah, like I make like more than 200 and he's making like around 30.
Whoa.
And he helps a lot in the house because it makes sense that if, you know, like if he goes out to work, he's not going to make as much as I'm making. So I tell him, no, don't work as much. Just help me with the kids and then we'll figure the rest out. But then when we go out and I have to pay, even though I know that it makes sense for me to pay, it makes me feel so bad. And it's not just because of the money that I'm spending, but because it feels so wrong. And it feels like sometimes I feel like I'm ugly. Like, oh, is that why I have to be the one in this position that I'm having to pay more? And then I was thinking, you know how people talk about generational curses?
Yeah.
I was thinking about how my grandma was the one in this position because she had businesses and she made money and she had properties. And then my mom is in the same position with my dad, who's never had like a real steady job. She's always the one making the money and having a good job. And now I'm terrified for my daughters because we have kids and we have three daughters and one boy. And I'm terrified that my daughters are going to have to go through the same. And my boy is going to be, you know, in the same situation as his dad. And then I say, what are we going to do? Like, we can't survive if he's the one making the money because I'm the one with the degrees and all that. And he doesn't. So how do you deal with a situation like this?
I have a small solution for what you said so far. Just give him the debit card. You know, when you're out paying for stuff, just hand him the debit card.
Why? It's a small. You want to fool the waitress, but she's feeling that way on the inside herself.
Right, but she's saying it's not even about the money. It's just seeing myself pay like that. I don't like it. Just give him the card.
But she'll still feel that way, though. That's the only thing she'll still feel. But how come, Maria?
Yeah,
Maria,
yeah.
How come you chose to be in a job where you make that much money? What is it in you that decided to climb the ladder or whatever and do that type of job?
Well, because when I was a kid, we didn't have a lot of money, so I wanted to make money. I wanted to have stability in my life.
But there's a fault also on your end that you want all that money or wanted that position and keeping that position. And now able to say that you have more than your husband does. So it's not just your husband not making enough. You chose that position making all that money.
Yeah, because I didn't want to have to struggle, you know, when paying for things or like buying things for my kids.
You made that decision before you got married? You started making more money? Oh, okay. That's why, because you weren't married yet. Because most women don't think they're going to get married. Yeah. So they go to... They're being encouraged, as y'all said earlier, go to school, make more money. So they don't know if they're going to get married or not.
Can you really help being good at something?
What?
But anyways, being at that moment when she wasn't married, could you help being good at what you were doing?
I don't think it's good.
Because her mother and everybody was doing that. She said her mother made money, grandma made money, all the women made money, where the men in their life didn't make the money.
Yeah.
Her father, her grandfather. And
I just question whether or not there's a little bit of ego in there that gets to that high of a position.
Oh, for sure. There is ego because I like making that money. I feel, you know, like I feel safe and I feel proud of myself because, you know, it feels good. I'm not going to lie. But at the same time, it's also scary because if I don't make that money, then how are we going to pay for
Why did you marry a man that made less money than you? Why did you marry
that,
him?
Yeah. that is also another, and that's my fault too, because I knew he wasn't making a lot of money. And I thought it didn't matter because as long as I made good money, you know, we were going to be fine.
That what you thought?
Yeah.
Oh.
That's what I thought.
And so you knew he made less money than you, and you still marry him thinking that it was going to work out because you thought it didn't matter, you made more money?
Yeah. Oh. I thought, yeah, we'll be taken care of regardless, but now, you know, I'm paying the consequences because
yeah.
I do feel very stressed out because I think that if I don't make that money, then everything's going to go down the drain, and sometimes I just don't want to have to work that hard.
Yes, Hank.
You don't really have to work that hard, though. You're having this artificial dread of struggling, and struggling is not that bad. I was scared of being fat. I didn't want to get hungry, so I got fat. And you know what I mean? Like, you don't want to go through the pang of hunger, and you get fat.
Right.
And similarly, you're scared of struggling, so you're stressing yourself out. And you're too rich.
Are you saying that? But are you saying
not that
it
you're too
out?
Rich. It's just that you have this fear of that struggle. She's dreading that struggle. And that's ego, too.
And are you saying that it turned out the hunger wasn't that bad?
Yeah.
In that sense? I'm following.
Right. The hunger is actually kind of good.
Can you get fat if you don't eat? Let's say you want to lose weight. But you say you got fat by not eating, right?
No. I didn't want to be hungry. So I always had food and
you didn't
always eat, so I got fat.
You don't want to feel hungry? What?
Similarly, sometimes I've been caught where I don't have food. I'm like, oh my gosh.
Really?
Yeah. And
I've
so
never
I relate
heard
to,
of that.
So it's similar to her not wanting to go through the struggle that she had as a kid.
Oh.
And so she's scared of that struggle, like going back to that struggle.
I have one more question from Maria.
Okay. What do you think about that, Maria? Do you agree with James about that? You're afraid of the struggle?
Definitely, I'm afraid of the struggle for sure, but I'm just now concerned about the next generation. Like, what do I do in this case?
Yeah, your son gonna be beta.
Do you have young kids, Maria?
Yeah.
So they're under 18.
Yeah.
Why not quit your job and let your husband figure it out?
He ain't got no money.
Right, but then that'll make him. That'll make him.
They gonna be hungry.
But that's
New Jersey is very expensive.
And there's wildfires.
Why not make the risk by doing the right thing, downgrade the house, have plans. I'm not saying quit it right away, but have plans to quit the job and have your husband find ways to make more money so that way he can be the man provide and you get out of that position of providing completely.
What's this? That's hard. I mean, I guess that's an option.
Does he
try to work it out?
Does he want to make more money?
Yeah, he does.
Oh, okay.
He does.
He feel bad about the situation?
Yeah, he does.
And do you rub it in?
Only when I'm angry.
I read my case. Well, don't worry about it. It is what it is. Do the silent prayer and things will change. It'll work out.
Yeah, get over it spiritually. Yeah. The physical issue is
nothing.
Totally
All right.
I'll try that.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Back in a moment, folks. Two more hours ago. Hate news, not the faint news. That was a bad out. I'm supposed to put it out. But you heard it. Back in a moment.
Do things to make you mad, or she would do things to make you feel good. And men do that to women, too, when they want something from the woman, especially sex. They'll make her feel good, or they'll make her angry. And the woman's gonna have to say, you don't want to be angry. You want to speak up. You want to disagree with what's going on. It's wrong, but do not be angry. Then you won't have fear. You won't have doubt. You won't have worries. You'll be able to see, but you got to stay away from anger. That's why you must forgive your mothers and your fathers so that you can overcome the spirit of anger. It's a spirit and it's wicked. Nothing good in anger because it has no love, folks. You need love to defeat evil. And love is not a weakness. It's a strength. It's from God. It's His nature.
A whole lot of mess going on in the world. The EPA, though, good news, got downsized. A whole bunch of people got fired. And on Earth Day, based. Nobody celebrates Earth Day except for communists and lamos. Shout out to the lamos. And New Jersey is on fire. Wildfires in New Jersey. It's crazy, I hear. And 26 have been killed in an attack, at least 26, in a tourist destination over in Kashmir. I guess it's disputed territory in the Himalayan area. Himalayas, whatever. Indian-controlled area or something like that. This is the end of hour one of the J. C. Lee Peterson Show. It is Wednesday, April 23rd, A.D., 2025. There is one line open. You can call in right now during Hake News, Not Fake News. And JLP will be right back to your calls. We'll also get to your Super Chats and some great stories. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN, reports the EPA, Environmental Protection Agency, federal department, fired around 280 staffers, 280 staffers, and reassigned about 175 others on Earth Day. That was yesterday. It's a dumb thing. Anyway, the employees were tasked with ensuring that federal policies, grants, and initiatives protected underserved, so-called, communities. Usually those are spoiled, overserved, do-nothing communities, from disproportionately experiencing negative health and environmental impacts from pollution and climate change. What a mess, huh? Last month, our greatest president, Trump's administration, also announced plans to roll back major climate policies that limited pollution from vehicles and power plants. Good news, right? Good news. That's part of DOGE, making the government more efficient and less fraudulent and wasteful. And in New Jersey, a raging wildfire in southern New Jersey expanded to 8,500 acres on Tuesday, yesterday. According to the New Jersey Forest Fire Service, the blaze started in the Greenwood Forest Wildlife Management Area of Ocean County yesterday morning. The fire already burned several businesses, at least a few, maybe more than a few, and is currently threatening around 1,320 structures. And that was reported early this morning. Maybe it's worse than that now. Not sure. Or maybe it's under control more. As thick black clouds filled the sky, worsening air quality, authorities ordered more than 3,000 evacuations. Numerous roads were closed, including a portion of the Garden State Parkway, the state's main artery. It's a, you know, traffic. Power outages also left more than 25,000 customers in the dark. And it's still kind of cold, but it's getting kind of warm. Not sure what New Jersey's like right now. So far, only 10% of the wildfire has been contained. The cause of the blaze is under investigation. But it is a communist state, New Jersey, almost as bad, in some cases worse, than even California, if you can believe it. What a mess. And the Indian Army Corps in the Himalayas attack is searching for the people responsible for a deadly attack on sightseers in the disputed Himalayan region of Jammu, J-A-M-M-U, and Kashmir, K-A-S-H-M-I-R. On Tuesday, gun males, killed at least 26 people and injured a dozen others in the popular tourist destination of Pahalgam, P-A-H-A-L-G-A-M, located in the mountainous Anantnag, I don't know how to say this, district. It was one of the region's worst assaults in civilians in years. A little-known militant group called the Resistance Front claimed responsibility for the attack, but they did not provide evidence, and CNN, Commie Nonsense, couldn't verify it independently. Tuesday night, tourists scrambling to leave the region, prompting airlines to add extra flights. Outraged residents also took to the streets in protest to protest the shooting, like that's going to do anything, and call for an end to terrorism. I'm James Hake. Now back to the Jason Lee Peterson Show, Hour 2.
Somewhere in the world. have to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the second hour of the show today. Manhood Hour is in the next hour. You can get involved by calling 888-77-5373. 888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question is a doozy, really. It's a Mamma Mia, it's a Ola, it's a Si Señor, it's a Como Te Llevo, it's a Nicaragua, it's amazing. Why do you need a pope? Why do you need a pope? Why? I really want to know. This is one question that I'm asking. I do want to know what you all think about it, but I want you to know I do not know the answer to it. I don't know why anyone need a pope. And the pope is like a real big deal in that world of people needing him. I just don't know what it is. I know we need teachers. You need somebody to point you the way, you know, so you need teachers. But I don't know why you need a pope. You can, if you're busy running around, you can listen to the show on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. We're going to get to your super chats. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. All right. We're going to get to those super chats. You could also podcast the show, but you could be listening, all right, no matter where you are. So we had this discussion in the first hour about decision making. This is for men and women. Is it hard for you to make decisions? Is it difficult for you to make decisions, men and women? And I want to know why, if it is. And if it's not, why not? To make decisions. And now the subject has come up, should a man marry, live with, or live with a woman that make more money than him? Would you do that? Would you be with a woman that made more money than you? What a mess! One quick thing before I go back to the phones and your super chat. I have never heard of, that I'm familiar with. I may have heard, but forgot. A guy by the name of Shannon Sharp. I thought it was a rapper when my producer introduced this story to me this morning. I thought the name Shannon Sharp meant a rapper. It sounded like a rapper name, right? But apparently not. So there's this guy by the name of Shannon Sharp. According to Fox News, Pro Football Hall of Fame Shannon Sharp has been accused of sexually assaulting and battery in a $50 million lawsuit filed on Sunday. According to multiple reports, the former NFL, he's a football player, or was one, the former football player, NFL player, denied all accusations in a statement through his attorney on Monday, calling the civil suit an attempt to blackmail him. Here is more on this story from Fox News.
So according to the lawsuit obtained by Pro Football Talk, Sharp was accused of assault, sexual assault, battery, and sexual battery. The 13-page complaint filed in a Nevada state court accused the three-time Super Bowl champion of engaging in the intentional infliction of emotional distress. The plaintiff claimed that the two began a rocky consensual relationship sometime in 2023, which lasted around 2 years. According to USA Today, the plaintiff was 19 at the time that she met Sharp. She claimed she was sexually assaulted on two occasions, once in October 2024 and again in January of this year. The complaint accused Sharp of manipulating and controlling the plaintiff and making threats of violence against her. A woman can say yes to consensual sexual relations with a man 99 times, but when she says no even once, that no means no, the complaint read via Pro Football Talk's reporting.
So when did no mean no? I've never known a time when no meant no. With men and women. I mean, it doesn't even make sense. How does no mean no? She said yes 99 times, and then 100 times she heard no mean no. What the? And so are you familiar with this guy? Shannon Sharp?
Somewhat. I've seen him definitely online. I know he was a former NFL and all that.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
And he was 50, and this woman was 18, 19?
Yeah.
Wow. That's too old anyway to be dating a...
He's
a... Wow, 50-year-old man dating a 19-year-old girl.
Unk gets down.
He should have known that eventually... And I don't know the case. I don't know the situation right or wrong. But he should have known eventually the money deal going to pop up. Shannon Sharp addressed the $50 million lawsuit filed by the woman, saying this is being orchestrated by Tony Busby. Watch this from X.
To my family, friends, supporters, and colleagues, I want to speak to you directly and from the heart. This is a shakedown. I'm going to be open, transparent, and defend myself because this isn't right. This is all being orchestrated by Tony Busby, who has targeted Jay-Z. Tony Busby targets black men, and I believe he's going to release a 30-second clip of a sex tape that tries to make me look guilty and play into every stereotype you could possibly imagine. That video should actually be 10 minutes or so. Hey, Tony, instead of releasing your edit, put the whole video out. I don't have it, or I would myself. You know what happened, and you're trying to manipulate the media. The encounter in question took place during the day at her invitation, and now that appears to be a deliberate setup, coordinated by Gabby, also known as Carly, on OnlyFans. Gabby and Tony Busby want $50 million. What they're getting is sued for defamation and trying to take me down. My career is all about real talk and honesty. I know my family and fans know exactly what this is about, and I'm going to be out there telling you whatever I need to say, just like I always do. I love all you guys. Thanks.
He doesn't look 50. He looked younger than 50. According to Derek, he's 56, according to Wikipedia. Why was it necessary for him to respond in a press conference? Why not just deal with it privately in his own private life? I never understood that. And in case you don't know who Tony Busby is, he is on the image of Tony is the white guy.
Correct. That's Jay-Z on the right.
The other guy with the long... flowing hair like a white woman. And Jay-Z. Jay-Z is the husband to Beyonce, right?
Right.
Isn't that right?
That's exactly
Beyonce's husband.
Exactly.
So Tony Busby, did he try to sue Jay-Z at one time?
That's what Shannon Sharp said. What? I'm not entirely sure. But Tony Busby sounds like he represented somebody else who was going after Jay-Z.
So Joel is telling me that I asked why would he have to go public? Why not deal with it in a private way? It's nobody else's business. He said because the internet will cancel him unless he get in front of it first. Is he a, like... Does he work on TV or something still?
Yeah, as far as I know.
Oh,
he
like
may still be even on TV where he does that talk, where he does that sports talk show.
Oh,
I don't know if he's still doing that, but he still might be.
So he just got sports stuff on TV?
Right.
Oh, okay. What a mess! 50 and 19. What are you doing with a young girl like that? I mean, do what you want, but...
Freaky unk.
10 years younger is the max.
It's not a half.
How many
plus
years
seven?
Is that? 50 and 19. Can you add that up, Nick?
That is 37 years old. 37 years younger.
Wow.
Right? Yeah, 37. I just checked my work, Teach. I thought, isn't that half plus seven?
Is that right, Nick? Hank.
Yeah, it is. I checked. It's 37.
Oh, you did? 37 years 37 older
years. Yep.
Than her.
Mm-hmm.
This is hell on earth. And the human heart is wicked. Really. You got to be careful now who you deal with. You got to be aware that you're dealing with human beings. And human beings can secretly carry jealousy toward you, about you, toward you, against you. They can secretly have revenge against you. And a smile in your face and a cut your throat behind your back. But they'll seem like they're so nice and they agree with you, but inwardly they're thinking and feeling something else. God said, and I repeat, you cannot trust an angry person. And an angry person is a murderer, meaning that they will destroy you. They're already destroying themselves because the angry person is destroying themselves. But they would, for the thrill of it, they would go after you too. For a thrill. This world, y'all, I mean, do what you want. But I would recommend you start working on yourself, men and women. So you can be in this world and not of it and have perfect peace. Really, you really can. And you won't secretly have revenge against anyone. You won't secretly backbite anyone. You won't go along with the gossip and the revenge. You won't go along with it because your heart would have changed. You just wouldn't even, it wouldn't be in your nature. Here's a video of a woman who lied to her children for years, claiming her husband sexually assaulted them. Think about that. This woman, according to this report, claimed that her husband sexually assaulted them. When exposed, she asked him, think about this. She asked him, why do you fight for them harder if you knew you didn't do it? So she lied to the children, according to the report. And she's going to ask her husband, well, you knew you didn't do it. Why you ain't fight more? What an evil woman if this is true. Why is this from home?
Today, we're going to clean up the infection. We're going to tell the truth. Mr. Monzel, in your lie detector test, you were asked, did you have any sexual contact with any of your three daughters? You said no. And the lie detector said there was no deception.
Yes, thank God.
How does that feel for you? And that your daughters know it?
Well, I felt they always did know it.
You felt they always did know it?
Mm-hmm.
And didn't speak it because?
They didn't know no better. They was told no different.
Miss Yvonne took a lie detector test and said, did you make up or exaggerate any stories with the intention to harm Monzel? She responded no, and the answer was deceptive. Then he asked you, did you say something to the effect of, I'm going to make sure you're never happy again? She responded, no, and the answer was deceptive. So Miss Yvonne has acknowledged that her story about you touching your children in a sexual way was not true. So Miss Yvonne, is there anything that you wanted to say to Mr. Monzel?
Why didn't you fight for him harder if you knew you
didn't do it? And what is it that he could have said that would have made you not believe the lie you were telling? Miss Yvonne, you told the lie. It was a lie, and you told it.
Can you imagine that? Think about that. your wife, the mother to your children, are telling your daughters that you molested them sexually. Think about that. Now do you believe me when I tell you that evil come through the woman? It come through the woman because Eve listened to the serpent. And I hear people try to blame Adam for Eve listening to the serpent. That's so dumb. I don't even know how you come up. That was Eve's fault. And it was Adam's fault that he listened to the woman. And as a result, he suffered for listening to the woman, and the woman suffered for listening to Satan. This woman, according to this report, told this man's daughters that he sexually assaulted them, according to the report. And she lied. And now she wanna know, why did you fight for it then? What kind of answer is that? Now do you believe me when I tell you that our battle is spiritual and that the woman, all women hate men. And all men hate women. And it can change, but you as an individual got to change. Your heart must change. The mother apologized, but the father didn't accept it because he said it wasn't sincere. Watch this from on.
I'm sorry. I need you to say that you did not rape your girls. I need to hear it come out your mouth the way I've always heard it, Ma.
I apologize for choosing you over raping them. Please forgive me.
You don't have to forgive her. You don't have to.
I cannot accept your apology because it's not sincere. Deep down, I know that you didn't believe that. You knew I had no sexual desires for my children. For 25 years, this thing has broken me. You don't know. It has affected my life in ways I can't even count. The things that you did. This is not no game. This is these children's lives. And it's just a demon in you that you need to deal with.
Yeah, it's definitely a demon. Think about that. Really? And if you don't believe there's a battle going on between men and women, I don't know what it's going to take. And they're putting women in control over men in leadership roles. What do you think this is going to turn out to be? You're putting the devil in control over men as leaders. You're putting women in control. The world is being set up so it would never come back. My country has been set up so it can never return because you're putting the devil in charge of the people. You must be born again. You got to admit that you're wrong. And then things will change. It really will. Really, it will change. But you got to start working on you individually. You are responsible for you. And even though this woman did this to the man, allegedly, it was wrong or pure evil, but she can't blame him for staying with her. He stayed with her and put up with it. Why? Why couldn't he walk away from that situation? The moment he first realized he was married, I don't know if they were married, but it sounded like they were, or with the devil, why did he just walk away from the devil right then and there? Goodbye, devil. Glad to see you there. Bye. Why do you stay and put up with it? Why do men stay with women and put up with it? Why do women stay with men and put up with it? Ain't talk about decision making. 888-7753-773. Let me go to Ardine out of Colorado. Ardine, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi, how you doing this morning?
All is well. How are you?
Doing good, doing good. Okay, when you're talking about Shannon Sharpe with that, the allegations brought against him.
Yeah, apparently he was with an, according to the report, he was a 19-year-old girl. She's and he's 50 something, and she is now trying to sue him.
For $15 million?
Yes.
Okay.
According to the report.
These are allegations, and they're going to court, so good. And everything will be out in the open, and that's the way it should be. That's the right thing to do, listening to the people. But she, me personally, if I'm looking at her, listening to her, if she was my daughter, I'd kick her ass. I hate to say that, but I would. But
and why would you kick her? Go ahead.
Okay, going out with a 50-year-old man, a man of very predominantly very popular man, very financially set man. I did not raise. I would not have raised a hooker. Basically, she knew damn well what she was doing. When she and I things like, okay, with the Bill Cosby thing and all that, there was a lot of things that were wrong with that too. And the drugging, all that stuff was wrong. He was wrong. But I remember during
let me ask you this because of time. What is wrong with women that they're so willing to destroy men and children?
Some women will never do that. Some women.
Where have you ever met one that would not do that?
I would never do that. I would never do that to another human being ever.
How you know?
Ever. Because I know me and I know what I do in my life, my actions, what I've done in my 73 years of life. I would never do that to a human being, to a man. I would never do that, ever.
Is it easy for you to make decisions or difficult?
I can make decisions very well, very good.
And why are you able to make them so easily?
Because I know my past. I know what I'm capable of. I know my strengths. I know my weaknesses. And I know where I have to go to make me a better person in the eyes of Jesus and God.
Should a man marry or live with a woman who make more money than him?
I don't think that really matters. If it matters to them, yes, it matters. But I don't think that does not matter. I mean, if they're blessed with somebody making more money in a situation, that's not a lifetime guarantee.
Should a man marry or live with a woman that make more money than him?
I don't see a problem with that.
Why not?
I don't see a problem with
that. Why not?
Because if a man has such a weak ego that he can't handle it, that's his problem.
Weak ego? Because it's out of order. And the woman
eventually.
Woman gonna eventually remind the man, I make more money than you. This is my house. You can't tell me what to do. But if it was the other way around, she could not say that to him.
I would never say that to a man.
No, I'm saying it's the other way around.
First off, it's not true.
The other way around, the woman can never say that to a man. Am I right?
I've made more money than my husband now, and my previous husband. I made more money than them.
That's why previous husband, because you made more money.
Because he died, and don't go there.
What?
Don't go there, okay? He died. He passed away.
Oh,
he died.
Would you make more money?
From a heart attack. Don't go there. Or I'll hang up on you right now. Don't go there.
Bye. 888-7753-773. You don't have to hang up on me. I hung up on you. What the? Let me go to Abigail out of Colorado. Abigail, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi, Jesse. How are you?
All is well, Abigail.
I wanted to respond to the woman who called in and said she was making $200,000 and her husband is making $30,000.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and I just wanted to respond and say that you need to give your husband the opportunity to provide. I think there's a white saying, necessity is the mother of invention. And if he is if you're making $200,000 a year as a woman, your husband has no reason to be making more, and not really the opportunity either.
What do you mean by the opportunity? What do you mean by she needs to give him the opportunity?
Well, she said that he was staying home, taking care of the kids, and he doesn't, like, the burden is falling on him.
But why
can't
he? But
I do see what you're saying. He just needs to step up.
Yeah, but why? He doesn't need her to give him the opportunity. He needs to just, as you just said, go and make the opportunity happen.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Would you ever, should a man marry or live with a woman that make more money than him?
No.
And why not?
Bitch.
What?
It's a bitch. He'd be living with a bitch.
Amazing. What a
thank
mess.
Thank you.
Abigail, thank you.
Oh, and I did want to say that sometimes I do have a hard time making decisions.
Oh, you do? And why?
A lot of times I want my husband to make them, or I don't have enough information.
So sometimes you want your husband to make the decision, and or you don't have enough information.
Yeah.
And why do you want your husband to make the decision?
Because I know he'll make the right decision for our family.
Oh, and you would not?
I might have emotions, or he's just smart and I trust him.
Oh, okay. Amazing. Well, I appreciate
thank
that.
You.
Abigail, thank you. Appreciate
have a
that.
Good one.
All right. Interesting. Let me go to John out of Sweet Home, Alabama. John, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Thank you. I'm in there's an interim process between.
Speak right, John, speaking to the phone. Are you on a speaker or something?
Yeah. No, just.
Okay.
Is this better?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. So I'm in an interim process where I have court orders for divorce, and I want to zero in on insurance, medical insurance.
Okay.
So the court order says required to give or continue medical coverage insurance for the kids. But not for the spouse, who's, you know, she's separated and legally separated, court recognized. I'm not going to take her off the insurance right now because I don't want the liability. But at the next court date, they're probably going to finalize the divorce, and I'm representing myself. It's going well. As well as it can. And my question is, should I, or what, I'm struggling making this decision. The other items on the list, Jesse, they're already decided for me. But this is something I have to decide. When she's ex-wife, I'll have to, you know, on my company's insurance side, I'll have to take her off. But I'm wondering if that's the right thing to do. I'm scared about the ramifications. I don't know. I'm trying to deal with this.
Once you divorce, what are the ramifications of taking her off the insurance?
Thank you for that question.
Hold on for me. Hold on, buddy.
Yeah.
Let me take a quick break. Hold on. 888-77-5-3-773-888-77-JESSE. A quick break. Back in a moment. Thank you for calling and thanks for holding. How have you been helped by the show?
I'm going to tell you this.
I believe you might go down in history as one of the greatest, if not the greatest, black man that ever lived on planet Earth, as far as I'm concerned. I don't know anybody before you that's been that great. You know, freeing slaves is one thing, but you've been freeing people of their mind, which matters, it should be anyhow, to you more than anything else, because with the mind not being right, there ain't nothing else going to happen right anyway.
If you can doubt every thought because you're not your thoughts, if you can doubt every thought, knowing that you're not your thoughts, you don't create them, they're not from God, that they're from the deceiver, the great deceiver, Satan. If you can doubt every thought, you can be free just like that. At an instant, bring every thought into captivity. It's so amazing. Okay, welcome back. 888-773-7733. 888-77-JESSE. Cup announcement. Follow us on social media. Subscribe, like, comment, whatever. Y'all know what to do, right? And we're on rumble.com/JesseLeePeterson. Cozy.tv/JLP Talk. JLP Talk on X. Well, cozy.tv/JLP. Not talk. Cozy.tv/JLP. JLP Talk on X. Jesse Lee Peterson on Instagram. Like, follow, subscribe, comment. Y'all know what to do, right? Do it. And thank you for your support, folks. Thank you for your super chat. We're going to get to that. Those who are making donations to my nonprofit, Bond, Rebuilding the Man Family by Rebuilding the Man, 35 years around. Thank you. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com, RebuildingTheMan.com/donate, or call 800-411-2663, 800-411-BOND to make a donation. Or you can mail it in. Make it out to Bond, B-O-N-D, P.O. Box 35090, L.A., California, 90035. P.O. Box 35090, L.A., California, 90035. That's on the website, too, RebuildingTheMan.com, RebuildingTheMan.com/donate. I want to go quickly back to John out of Sweet Home, Alabama. So John is getting a divorce. He has a little issue about taking his ex off of the medical insurance, health insurance thing. And John, why is that difficult for you?
So first, she does not work currently. And then secondly, we have two kids together, and they are under the age of four. And she has primary custody. I get every other weekend. So if she has to go back, if she has to start work to get insurance, I mean, this is, you know, again, I'm in my thoughts, Jesse. I'm trying to deal with this spiritually, but I'm having a tough time making a decision on this.
But and so let me ask about decision. We were talking about that earlier. Is it hard for you to make decisions, or difficult?
Generally, no. But I'm an inexperienced husband and father, and I didn't anticipate, you know, marriage ended in divorce with two kids under the age of four.
Did she divorce you, or are you divorcing her?
She divorced me, and it's classic unwillingness to, you know, to accept her. I mean, she's she wants to be on her own.
Right.
Let's just put it that way.
And so if she is divorcing you and doesn't want to be with you, why would you even give it a second thought about taking her off of your medical? Why would you not take her off everything that you can pop and take her off? Why do you care about what happened to her at this point?
It's not her. It's the kids.
But you said you're going to leave the kids on there, right?
Right, but I don't know what's going to. So there's two parts to this. First is the spiritual part of it, and I hear you're giving me, you're sort of speaking confidence in me about don't feel guilty or don't feel like I'm obligated to keep her on the insurance. So maybe from a spiritual standpoint, biblically speaking, if it was me, you, and Christ, you know, there between the two of you, there would be a consensus, you know, take her off. But there's the practical aspect of the kids aren't even old enough to be in school. And there's a boy and a girl, and she's a primary caretaker. And if she's not there, I don't know what's going to happen.
But why do you care what would happen if what I don't understand, this woman leaving you, she's taking your children away for the most part. Why do you care? Let's say you don't have her on your medical anymore, right? And she died. Let's say she dies because she doesn't have medical care. Wouldn't the children end up with you?
Yes.
So why are you concerned about what happened to her?
I'm not concerned about her, Jesse.
But you are.
I'm worried about the, I'm worried about the kids.
Why they have medical coverage, right?
Yes, but if she has to work, then I guess she would probably send them to daycare, and I'm here working from home, and you know who knows what.
But assume what might happen. Have a wait and see. Don't be double-minded. Have a wait and see. The first decision is for you to decide whether or not to take off your medical. And once you take it off, wait and see what happens and deal with it. Don't be double-minded. You're doing an if, and you're setting yourself up for a loss.
It's hell. I mean, I'm not saying my thinking's right. I'm in hell right now because my kids are, I'm emotionally involved, and it's problematic.
But you're not in hell because of that. You're in hell because you're into thoughts, and all thoughts are hell. All they're going to do is bring bad decisions and misery upon you.
So I know you say if you don't know what to do, don't do anything.
Right.
So maybe I'd leave her home, and that way she can stay there. She doesn't have to work, and she's with the kids.
But why would you want to take care of a woman that doesn't want to be with you?
Because she's taking care of the kids.
But what happens if something? Let's say that, and this is a what if. Let's say that God is creating the opportunity for you to end up with your children, but you're fighting against God, coming up with these stupid ideas that Satan is telling you, and you're setting it up where you would never be with your children. Why are you doing it that way?
So it sounds like you're saying focus on what on the only decision in front of me is
Hello?
The right decision.
Absolutely.
Yeah. No.
That's a single-minded person. They are only focusing on what's in front of them to do, never thinking about what if.
So take her off and then let God work it out.
What do you you need to make that decision.
I know.
Why don't you stop living a what if mind?
The worldly thing may be like, it's vindictive. It's the right thing to do to be combative, to take her off.
You don't have to be vindictive or combative. You, this woman leaving you, why would you even consider for a second keeping her on the medical. She doesn't want to be with you. Let her find her own way now. You may end up with your own children, man.
Okay. All right. Well, I needed to, I'm, this is the thing. It's like, you know, calling and trying to get approval when that's an immature thing to do. But sometimes you don't know, man.
You don't know what?
Well, it's a burden.
Would you want to have your children 24 hours a day? Would you want them with you?
Yes. I mean, I believe in the order of God. I think they're the best shot for them.
Would you want your children with you? Yes or no?
Yes.
Then why are you setting it up so that could never happen?
I don't have a good answer for that. Yeah, I don't know. Just trying to do the right thing, man.
But what is right by you keeping this woman on medical and she's leaving you? What's right about that? Nothing right about that. That's a weakness.
I agree. I'm just thinking the probability, right?
But why do probability don't be double-minded? Why not just do what's in front of you?
Okay. Okay. I understand. I hear you. If I was complete that thought, let me complete that thought. If I was thinking about the probability of the likelihood, if I take her off insurance, she's going to have to get a job, something that provides insurance. And she may take my opportunity away to be with the kids. She may be combative and vindictive. And, you know, and say, well, you know, make me go to work. I'll show you, you will never see your kids again. There's that possibility. There's a possibility that they're going to end up in daycare, some hellhole, you know, here in Alabama. not the right attitude. I know, you know, when they could be with me. So, and I've been arguing from the beginning that I wanted full legal, custody and physical custody. So, you know.
But they already in hell. You got a woman that's taking your children away from you. They're in a daycare center with Satan already.
Yes, you're right. It's a chess match right now, and this is a move I have to make, Jesse.
But let me ask you this because of time.
Yes.
Where are you getting all these possibilities from? Where are those ideas coming from?
Thoughts.
And why are you listening to thoughts?
Because I'm inexperienced. This isn't something I'm used to having. This is not something I anticipated.
Why are you listening to thoughts?
There's no excuse, Mr. Peterson. There's no excuse.
Do you think they're your friends?
No, they're all thoughts.
Do
all
you
lies,
believe
all
that
thoughts.
There is truth? There's truth in thoughts?
No, sir.
So why do you continue to listen to them and obey them? Because all they're doing is setting you up. And when you follow them, it's a setup. They're going to laugh at you because it ain't going to work the way you're trying to do it.
Do the right thing.
Why do you keep listening to evil? All thoughts are all lies all the time. Why do you keep listening to that?
This is an opportunity for me to grow. This is not something I'm, I don't like being here. I don't like making this decision. I'm procrastinating on it because, I don't know. One day I feel confident, Jesse, in making the decision, a certain decision. And the next day is totally different. So I'm not used to feeling this type of indecisiveness.
Why don't you take the risk and see what happens by not doing what thoughts tell you to do? Why don't you take that risk just to see what happened?
That'd be a relief.
So why don't you do it? No, that was a question. Why don't you do it? This time, I'm not going to listen to thought. I'm going to see what happens. Why not do that?
Uh, I'm calling because I absolutely don't. I don't have an answer to my own question, Jesse. Okay. I don't. I'm calling because I'm trying to make the right or make the best decision that I can make.
The woman that's divorcing you, do you have to pay her spouse's support and all that, whatever they call it?
Yes.
So why can't she use that money to get medical care?
I'm guessing she can, yes.
So why do you do that then? She may not have to get a job. She's already getting your money. Why not let her, if she want medical care, let her use the money that you're already paying her, which you should not have to do, but the court making you do it. Let her get insurance out of there. She's going to be doing her nails and hair anyway.
That's a good question. Well, it's going to cost her something, but I'm being honest with you. I'm being very frank. It's going to cost her a lot of money to purchase her own medical insurance.
But
it's not going to cost me anything.
And she's going to be living off the money you're giving her. She's going to be living off the money you're giving supposedly for the children. What do you think she's going to do with that money? She's going to spend that money. Your kid's not going to even see it. You already giving her more than a buku worth of money, and you're concerned about keeping her on your medical thing?
Well, that was the, I mean, in my, when the thought comes in, why are you so selfish? She's going to have to pay probably around $1,000.
I don't care if she has to pay $100,000. She left you. Let her pay $100,000. It's going to be your money anyway.
I'm glad you got a backbone. I really am, man. I'm struggling to get mine, to be honest.
And how would you get a backbone if you never take the steps to backbone?
Step one, get a backbone. Step two, make a decision.
Well, when you make decisions, you would naturally develop a backbone. It would come naturally.
I appreciate it.
When you make the right decision.
Yes. Yes, sir.
John, let me say this to you because of type.
Yes.
I do what you want, of course. I would not give one iota of a thought of whether she has insurance or not. I would take it off so fast it made her head swim. And because you're already going to be paying spousal support, child support, she's already taking the bulk of your money. And if she can't buy insurance out of that, then let her suffer. If she get a job, let her get a job. Maybe you'll end up with your children one day. Maybe she get tired. I'm so tired of working. I don't want no children. But you're stopping your own blessings from happening. How can God help you if you're in the way? Listen to the devil.
He can't.
So stop listening to the devil, man.
Thank you for being straightforward. I appreciate it, Jesse.
Do what you want, but I'll take her off my medical and everything else. I can take her off because the court's going to make you pay through your teeth anyway.
I agree.
You're going to regret if you don't take her off. You will regret it because somehow or another, she's going to make you pay more money other ways.
I understand. I didn't know if there was a problem with if there was a hidden demon in there, if I was thumping my chest and couldn't wait to go and take her off.
Yeah, the demon is trying to make you not take her off. That's the hidden demon.
Okay. Well, I don't have any more questions.
I wish you well, man. I wouldn't be concerned if she lives or die. It's on her.
Jesse, I appreciate, the touch base. Thank you.
Let me know what decision you made.
I mean, I'm going with your advice. I mean, it was always an option, obviously, but it's my decision to make. This is not something the courts are deciding. It's my decision to make.
It's so crazy.
And I was shocked.
You were shocked what?
I was shocked that they didn't force me to keep her on my insurance.
You should be happy.
They're making me give her half of my monthly income.
Wow.
So
she could buy all insurance, huh?
Yeah, I know. It was just,
This
anyway,
woman
man,
probably hates you because you're so weak.
I mean, maybe. I kicked her out, though, dude. I
bet you if she's here that you would think about keeping her on your insurance, she's going to be like, that's why I got rid of this weak nigga, rah-rah.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, JLP, I'm gonna let you get on to another caller.
Are you doing the silent prayer, Jeff?
I am, and
every day.
The thing that yes, throughout the day. The thing that is going on right now is that I'm wrestling with the hope and faith, and I actually wrote down some quotes. That you had in different scenarios. Sometimes it's church Sunday morning. Sometimes it's conversations with other callers. But the one thing I'm working on right now is like faith is for weak people.
Yes.
You don't need hope.
Nope.
And I'm putting that up against the verse that says, "Work out your salvation with fear and trembling." So
nice.
You know, it's So it's anyway. It's the idea that. I may go to heaven, may not, but it's whichever way that comes out is it's going to be to God's glory, and He's just, He's right, and just rest and whatever He's going
to
do.
John, all you need to do is live. It's done. It's finished. The kingdom of heaven is within. All your sins have been wiped away. There's no reason to have fear. Why don't you just live? Stay present and live.
Yes, sir.
And don't worry about heaven or hell. You're already in hell when you believe those thoughts.
I agree, man.
I got to run, but let me know what decision you made about keeping this woman on your insurance, man. I can't wait to hear back.
All right. Thank you, Jess.
All right, buddy. What a mess. Super chat.
Super chat.
Are you able to make decisions, men and women? I want to know. This is so interesting to me. I can hardly stand it. And he black. Are you able to make decisions? Yes. Super chat.
Elixin bought 10 coffees. Very generous. Responding to the Hallelujah song.
Hallelujah.
Nope.
Hallelujah.
Not that one. Wrong one.
Hallelujah.
Nope. When I read the lyrics, it starts by giving a message about even the most righteous man fell on earth. He fell to temptation. Man's hair was also cut, which made him strong, deceived by a woman. When I read the lyrics, it has a complete warning of the things we fall for by evil, and we try to find love through physical things.
Thank you. Amazing. Hallelujah. 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 I got to take a break. One more hour to go. We'll finish up a little super chat when I come back and your phone call. Hate news. Back in a moment.
I've been clinically depressed since I was 17 years old. And ever since I started listening to you a couple of months ago, bro, I don't even need to hear the word depression. I don't even care about that because that's not anything that I identify with anymore.
Nice.
I'm 100% cured. I'm 100% better because I've been listening to the Jesse Lee Peterson show. And I can't even begin to tell you how much I appreciate you. And I just can't even, begin to tell you how much I really appreciate the things that you're doing for young men. Young men need to hear this. And young men need to know this message that you're delivering because it's important. It's vital to their lives, Jesse. I just wanted to let you know that, man.
That's amazing. I mean, you made my day, man. When I hear one soul has returned to the Father, it's like 1,000. It's better than silver and gold. So God bless you, man.
The State Department is also making cuts and reorganization. Good news, I think. And the evil IMF, International Monetary Fund, they're making all this drama over Trump's tariffs. Lame-os. And this is bad. Fertility rates. Fertility rates are near a record low in America. Duh. It's not good. There was an earthquake off the coast of Istanbul, Turkey. And Beyond Z's mother is pushing mammograms. Don't get cancer. Or maybe catch your cancer beforehand. But they're pushing mammograms. I don't know if that's a good thing, but that's what she's pushing. Maybe it is a good thing. I don't know. And there is all this town hall. All these politicians are facing all these town halls, and these phony voters are like all this drama against Trump and against making America right once more. And this time, Byron Donalds is like, do you want to listen or do you want and have a conversation or do you want to yell? What a mess. Byron Donalds is some black guy from he's a Republican. Is he a Republican or a Republican? I don't know, but he's from Florida or somewhere. He supports Trump. This is the end of our. This is the end of hour two of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Wednesday, April 23rd, A.D. 2025. Manhood Hour is coming up right now in the third hour. Shortly, that is. The lines are full. JLP will be right back to your great calls and more of your great super chats. You can call in every so often just in case a line opens up. It is hate news, not fake news. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN, reports a reorganization of the State Department will eliminate 132 domestic offices and cut around 700 federal so-called workers. Secretary of State Marco Rubio, Little Marco, based Little Marco sometimes maybe, he rolled out the first stage of the effort on Tuesday, that's yesterday, per senior State Department official in documents obtained by Commie Nonsense. The agency says the changes are necessary to maintain its efficacy and relevance, a senior official calling the current department organization chart bloated. That's right. Changes in addition to Trump administration's efforts to dissolve the U.S. Agency for International Development, USAID, USAID, if it's ever called USAID by anybody other than normal layman like me, if you want to call me normal. Has historically functioned as an independent unit with oversight from evil Congress and the evil State Department. Fought poverty and hunger around the world until Marco Rubio was appointed its new administrator. Now nearly all foreign aid has been frozen. Thousands of USAID employees are out of work. It's a good thing. And billions of dollars in contracts have been canceled. I call these things good things. Fewer than 900 USAID employees remain on staff, and hopefully we can chop them out too, unless they actually do something useful and good other than being phony helpers of the world. And the economy, the International Monetary Fund, also known as the IMF, issued it, the global homo types, right? Issued a stark warning about our greatest president, Donald J. Trump's unpredictable tariff policy. It's what he likes to be, is unpredictable. Policy and countermeasures by American trading partners. If the situation persists, U.S. prosperity will suffer, and rightly so. And so will the global economy. In its latest World Economic Outlook report, the IMF forecast that global economic growth will slow to 2.8% in 2025, down from 3.3% last year, significantly below the historical average. U.S. economy is only expected to grow 1.8% this year, compared to 2.8% in 2024. The IMF isn't the only one sounding alarm bells. U.S. financial markets are a mess. Dow Jones dropped 9.1% in the last 3 weeks of April. So that's their worst performance for any April since 1932. And good. That's a good thing, I think. Also, not a good thing, the U.S. fertility rate hovers near a record low. And the Trump administration wants the women to have more babies. Right on. Maybe we can cut that evil Obamacare subsidizing you not having babies. Sweet. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP. Hour 3.
got to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the third hour of the show already. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question, a doozy. Really? And I haven't gotten a clear answer yet. I'm a little surprised with so many Catholics that listen to the show that no one has really told me why you need a pope. Why do you need a pope? Why do you need a pope? Why? No one has been able to tell me. With so many Catholics being out there, I'm surprised. No one seemed to know why we need a pope. You can listen to the show if you're busy running around. You can listen to the show on your iPhone or iPad. You can podcast the show as well. But you can be listening by call. Calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate, have your comments read out loud. And we're going to finish up those super chats we didn't get to. To donate, I have a mint in my mouth right now. I'm trying to swallow it and make sure it melts really fast. But to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Wednesday. And the last hour of the show on Wednesday is, and will always be, and we take all calls. Is and will always be manhood hour. What is a man? What is a man? Man.
It's an adult man. Human male.
Manhood. Hillary or President Trump?
I voted for Hillary Clinton.
Beta. Beta male. Yo, yikes. A man is a male return to man. Alpha male. Live right, be right, and lead the way.
Men acting like women.
Keep your damn mouth shut.
There it is. There it is.
Just shut up.
That's right.
Don't say nothing. Right. It's best don't say nothing. There ain't no trying to fix. That way you ain't got to fix. What if you're right? What?
Oh, are you married?
Yes, I am.
You actually said that?
We're the men.
That's right. Where are the men? What a beta male. That Steve Harvey guy with that. Shut up. You might as well shut up. Well, this is why black women hate black men today. They shut up. But I want to get to that in a minute. What I want to do is finish those super chats we started.
Super chat.
Hey, super chat.
Nick G. with a Cash App tip. What's up, Nick? Nice to see you, man.
Thank you, Nick G. Amazing. I do appreciate it.
Anthony, Fair and Dark, the music beautiful, Heart.
Thank you.
Thank
amazing.
You on Cash App.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Here, fishy, Lib White Boy says, I am in hell. My wife disrespects me. I blow up over and over and over 20 years. She never has a positive word to say. How do I walk out of hell?
That's a question for me?
Yeah.
You walk out by getting up. If it's your house, tell her she got to leave. And if not your house, just get up and leave. Walk away. Just walk away. And don't look back. You got to be able to make that decision and be done. And just walk away. You are not required to stay with anyone that you have to make a relationship work. Any form of relationship, if it doesn't work naturally, it is not meant to be and it's not from God. So just walk away, that's all. Give her the finger and go your way. She's a Cherokee. Amazing. Thank you.
Marty bought a coffee. Hey, your arms are bigger, but you can't compare yourself to a little Jesse doll. Laughing face with tears coming out. Because I was like, whose arms are bigger? When the little Jesse right. on the horse.
Don't blame Hake. He was born with a silver spoon in his mouth.
Thank you, Marty.
Amazing. Thank you.
Blunt Wit. The illusion is that you get to choose how to eat, but not if you have to eat. Psyche. Psych? Good luck today, everyone. Top hat.
Thank you. Amazing.
Thank you, Blunt Wit. Yeah. Who also says, oh, the white man's burden. I totally get it now. Lord, have mercy on our souls. Do we still have the Trump doll, and does it work for future me?
Yes, I do have it. And if ever we needed you, Lord, we need you now. What a mess. Thank you.
All I'm saying with the diamond, I stand with Israel and Kanye West.
I love Israel. And I love Kanye West.
Nice.
Amazing. Thank you.
Julie from Connecticut, Eric's wife. I never make decisions because I'm always influenced by something else.
Interesting, Julie.
Indeed.
So stop being influenced. Really. Just stop it. Stop it, Julie, before I had to come down there to Florida.
Connecticut.
Connecticut, I mean. I always think of Julie and Eric living in Florida for some reason. You just seem so Floridian.
Indeed.
Instead of New Jersey. New Jerseyine.
I know.
Thank you, Julie. I appreciate it.
See on LOL. It's true, Jesse. Most men let the women go to school while they live with them, and then once they get their degree or whatever, some of them leave. If they stay, then it's the woman who's dominating in the relationship.
See, would you ever, thank you, by the way, would you ever marry a man or live with a man that you make more money than? I want to know that from Sion. Would you ever live, Sion, with a man or marry a man that you make more money? When you make more money than him. Amazing. Thank you, Sion.
Anthony on Cash App. Manhood Hour Wednesday. Good morning, JLP show. My home state of New Jersey is a mess. Jesse for governor.
Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Blunt Wit. Biblical question.
What? I mean, why do you need a pope?
Pardon me. I never needed a middleman to our creator, and I naturally dislike monarchy or tyrants. God bless America, USA flag. So it sounds like he's saying, we don't. I don't want one.
I don't know what he said.
Yeah, basically. He said, I never needed a middleman. I naturally dislike monarchy or
they
tyrants.
They don't need a pope.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Amazing. Thank you. I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. Thank you.
Pastor Chatelet on with a rumble rant.
Amazing.
The next pope need to be from Nicaragua. Black excellence. First decree, change the battery in your ceiling, burb.
Wouldn't it be a shock to the world they got a female pope? Can you imagine calling a female pope? Pope Liz. Amazing. Thank you. I appreciate it, Pastor.
Ryan Moon, amazing show as always.
Thank you, Ryan, and thank you for your support.
see on most men right now, even in Africa, want a woman with money. They don't mind a woman making more money than him. They want the registered nurse, someone who works for corporate. LOL, no love.
And so would you marry or live with a man with, that you made more money than, Sion? I want to know that. Thank you.
Woozy, Shannon is a country boy from the old school and is not going to let this floozy and her slimy lawyer play him. He named his accuser rather than letting her ride behind her anonymity. Alpha male, says Woozy.
Amazing. Thank you.
Hannes has some information about Catholics. After Pope Pius the 7th, no, the 12th, Pope Pius the 12th died in 1958. That was the last true pope, they believe, some people. They reject the legitimacy of all the popes who came after Pope Pius the 12th because they changed traditional practices like speaking Mass in English instead of Latin, for example. They believe the seat of St. Peter is empty.
And
because the Pope fills the seat of St. Peter, I gather.
Who is St. Peter?
Peter, Jesus'
Oh,
disciples.
In the Bible? Mm-hmm. Oh. And so why do they need a Pope? Do you know?
I don't.
You don't know. Okay. Oh, but amazing.
I do know that they claim that the Pope speaks for God.
How?
His words are God's words.
But how? Would he, like, wave it from the window of his house?
Don't ask
so
me.
The Pope... The dead pope, wasn't it? Pope
Pius the 12th?
The one that just died?
No, that's Pope Francis.
So Pope Francis believed that he was speaking for God when he said he was for open borders?
Mm-hmm.
But he opened his house for them.
That's different.
Does he think God would want that?
Yes.
Because doesn't charity start at home first?
Indeed.
He started his house.
That's right. Eric with three coffees.
Thank you, though.
Thank you, Hannes. How's a woman going to make more money than me when she's barefoot, pregnant, and in the kitchen? When a woman makes more money, it's because the man is more attractive. Maria said, is it because I'm ugly? It's not necessarily that she's ugly. She's less attractive than her man, says Eric.
He seen Maria before?
No, this is just his logical conclusion, if you want to call it that.
Nowadays, unlike the good old days, when guys meet women, now they're already educated and making the money. It's not like they make it after they meet the woman. Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Eric. Stephen from Rotterdam, the Netherlands. Five coffees. Biblical question answer.
Why do you need a pope?
It's easier because it's easier watching the shadows on the wall than it is to get out of the cave and see for myself. Easier to follow someone than to stand alone, look within, and overcome the evil inside.
Interesting. Thank you. I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. I do want to say you do need a teacher to point you back to the Father, right? But I never heard the Pope do that. I never heard him do anything. I saw him smack a woman on the hand.
Right.
Isn't that woman abuse? Amazing. Thank you.
Stephen also says, biblical questions are like a mirror. If you look without judgment, you will see. Love y'all, guys. Hearts.
Thank you. Appreciate it. And thank you for your support.
Another five coffees from Hannes. Thank you, Jesse. I am seeing the thoughts and not me retreat day by day.
Right on.
And the biblical question.
From Hannes?
Yeah.
Okay. Why do you need a pope?
I don't know what a pope is good for, except a leader of a group in their interests. Always heard Catholics emphasize repeatedly the pope is a direct inheritor of St. Peter, which means nothing. The American founding fathers may have created the system, but they're not responsible for Obama. Indeed.
Amazing. Thank you. I'll put my two cents in on Sunday.
Elise, don't go there or I'll hang up on you. Bye, Abigail.
Yeah, like I call her or something.
Jesse, you're too smooth with it. LOL.
Amazing. Thank you.
Anthony says, take two steps, alleviate fear and doubt, or learn to live with it.
Amazing. Thank you.
The Pittsburgh mogul says he's a CPA, business owner in the Pittsburgh region. Thank you for bringing back the impact on black entrepreneurship in America at large. You're changing mindsets and dramatically impacting culture. Keep grinding, Jesse Lee.
Thank you, and thank you for your support. We got to come. We got to look at our rallying. It's nothing but hell and misery. No real happiness at all. Another thing that is so interesting to me, is mind-blowing to me, really. And I really, really want to understand the depths of it. I think I'm starting to. That human beings believe that it's normal to be angry, to be evil, to be hateful, because anger is hate. Hate is evil. But the number of people who believe that, people I really like and respect and everything, they believe that you can't have perfect peace on earth. What was the perfect, when Christ said that, you think he was playing? I came that you may have peace? But anyway, thank you.
Thank you, sir.
That just occurred to me.
Army Ann with a diamond says, the Pope is the CEO for Christmas, Easter only. Amazing.
Thank you for responding to the biblical question.
Indeed. And thank you, guys. I do believe that that is all for now.
Amazing. Thank you all so much. We got a lot of work to do, building this network and all kinds of stuff. Entrepreneur program, men and women forum, counseling, fellowship, bills to pay. What the? It's amazing. Let me, this is Manhood Hour. I want to show you what it takes not to be a man. Really. This is what it takes. Not pay attention, men and women. Pay attention to this. This is what it takes not to be a man. Here's Steve Harvey's advice on making a marriage last by keeping your mouth shut. Watch this from X.
Keep your mouth shut.
There it is. There it is.
Just shut up.
That's right.
Don't say nothing. Right. It's best don't say nothing. There ain't no trying to fix. That way you ain't got to fix.
What if you're right?
What?
What did you say? What if you're right?
What
if you're right? Are you married?
Yes, I am.
You actually said that? What if you're right?
Yes.
When?
Yes.
I mean, sometimes. When? What?
Love it.
Boy, your dumb ass ain't gonna make 15. I can tell you that right now.
That is so sad, it's not even funny. It's because of that type of attitude that black women are suffering today. They are out of control. The children are lost because of that attitude. And Steve is blind, so he's only giving you what he knows. And it's unfortunate. Really. It's not even funny. It's so sad because look at how bad things are for black women and black children because the man just shut up. He just shut up. He can't even handle dealing with the anger of the woman when she disagrees. This is new in black families. It wasn't like this in the good old days. And then quickly, so that's what it is never to be a man. You never will become a man with that kind of attitude. Zero, and it's not funny. It's room for the devil. It's room for deception. It's room for weakness. Can you imagine young children who write and listen to Steve Harvey? The boys, what are they thinking? And the hell that they're already going through because they're dealing with mothers who have had boyfriends, husbands who just shut up. And this, what I want to show you, here's what it takes to be a man or a woman, men and women. Here's what it takes, and this is the key. If you can do this, you cannot help but development to manhood and for the ladies, womanhood. Watch this. Here's what it takes to be a man or a woman. Watch this.
If, by Rudyard Kipling, if you can keep your head when all about you are losing theirs and blaming it on you, if you can trust yourself when all men doubt you, but make allowance for their doubting too, if you can wait and not be tired by waiting, or being lied about, don't deal in lies, or being hated, don't give way to hating, and yet don't look too good, nor talk too wise. If you can dream and not make dreams your master, if you can think and not make thoughts your aim, if you can meet with triumph and disaster and treat those two imposters just the same, if you can bear to hear the truth you've spoken, twisted by knaves to make a trap for fools, or watch the things you gave your life to broken, and stoop and build them up with worn-out tools, if you can make one heap of all your winnings and risk it on one turn of pitch and toss, and lose and start again at your beginnings and never breathe a word about your loss, if you can force your heart and nerve and sinew to serve your turn long after they are gone, and so hold on when there is nothing in you except the will which says to them, hold on. If you can talk with crowds and keep your virtue, or walk with kings nor lose the common touch, if neither foes nor loving friends can hurt you, if all men count with you, but are none too much, if you can fill the unforgiving minute with 60 seconds worth of distance run, yours is the earth and everything that's in it. And, which is more, you'll be a man, my son.
That is so deep. Not only if you can do it, you could do it. You can do it if you take control of your own life. You can live that way. This is why Donald Trump going to win with the tariff war, sending illegal aliens back to their countries, bringing jobs back and opportunities, because he lives that way. And that's the only way life going to work, if you can do those things. And you can. Men and women, if you want to overcome becoming a female ladies, do the if. Practice it and do the if. If you want to overcome being a male man and become a man, and a lady overcome being a female, become a woman, do the if. It's in you. It's been given unto you to do it, and live that way. There is no need for you to live in this world powerless, except that you want to live that way. You don't want to be free. It is done. It is finished. The kingdom of heaven is completed. The kingdom of heaven is inside of you and above, but inside of you. And all you got to do is live it if you want it. Steve Harvey is lost. That advice is so sad, it keeps you in hell. Do what you want, but you can live the if you want to. 888-7753-773. Let me go to Mike out of New Jersey. Mike, thanks for calling and thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Amazing.
Amazing.
Hey, Jesse, how are you today? I'm so grateful that you took my call today.
All this while,
Mike. It's on my, and today is my birthday, and it's manhood hour, and what a blessing.
It doesn't get any better than that. Birthday.
It sure don't.
Happy birthday, man.
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir. God bless you. My question today is about, listen, I love Trump, the great white hope. I voted for him twice. He's the man. I think everything he does, I mean, I agree with everything that he says and does, but he's doing great for our country and bringing jobs back. And, you know, we just have to have a wait and see with the tariffs, but with what he's doing with Doge. Mainly my question is, when he's bringing jobs back, which I can totally appreciate as well, my concern is with, you know, the people, the lazy people, the ones who are collecting free money from the government, you know, and you know, originally I was thinking, you know, about the blacks sort of reintegrating, you know, into the job field, you know, with the whites that I know you say, or everyone, or the Americans, right? And but it's also really the lazy people, the ones who are just living off of the government money and paychecks, and the ones who are, you know, I wonder how are they going to be able to reintegrate into the job market, because they, you know, they can be lazy, they can be argumentative.
And so your question is what now?
So my question is do you think that the blacks will improve, you know, being in a way, if they wind up getting forced to, you know, come off of this free money and have to sort of, everyone has to get jobs now, you know, the
well,
people.
Well, that's
who are,
the only
you know,
way that they're going to survive. You got to make them earn their way, let them suffer or die. And if they don't work, they don't eat. So what's going to happen, I'm waiting to see, of course. They're going to have it where if you have to be on welfare or you're getting something, you're going to have to be doing something. You're going to have to be working for it in one way or another, volunteer work or get a job. It's not going to stay the way it is that you're just going to get money because of your color and excuses. That's going to change. And so they,
well,
will,
I sure hope
they
so.
Will have to go to work or suffer and die. And so Trump loves everybody. He has love, and he's in his real love that he has. He's doing the right thing to make everybody take responsibility for themselves.
I really do hope so, you know, but I also am concerned about, you know, some of the minorities trying to pull the race card at work and feeling like you have to walk on eggshells, you know, and have to go
well,
through
don't
some
be
type
concerned
of
about that. You just work on you. And if you work on you, you would never be concerned about what anyone else does, think, or how they act. That would be on them.
Right. Right. Well, I appreciate that. I really do.
All right.
You know, I had a follow-up question, if you'll permit me. My other question is, you know, currently with the job I work at and the people that I work with, you know, I want to know how do I show love to my coworkers now that are lazy, that are, you know, negative and evil, and they, you know, they don't like me very much, and they sort of build up an army against me, and I don't really like them because I'm trying to grow and I'm trying to overcome a lot of this stuff too. But how do I show love instead of sort of putting on this fake, like, you know, anger towards them or this sort of hatred towards them where I put this wall up rather than live amongst them?
You do that by being an example, by stop. Don't have an opinion about yourself or anyone. Drop all your opinion and judgments of other people. You're judging. And as a result, you're suffering because what you're putting out is what you're getting back. Don't have an opinion about them. You see it for what it is, but it's not your issue, and you just work on you. Have no, don't judge them with thoughts, eyes, little sneers and feelings, words, emotions, or anything. Don't judge them, and you'll be fine.
Right on. Yeah, and I think that was the answer that I thought, but I just, you know, it's always good to hear it from you because, man, you changed my life, you know. I've been listening to you for a couple years. I listen to church every week, you know, and just you've changed my life, and you're the guy, my go-to guy, you know. You're like my big brother, and, well, you know, I really have so much respect.
You stay with
for
it,
you,
Mike.
Sir.
Thank you. You stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. But drop all judgment about yourself or anyone. And you'll be able to see, understand what's going on around you and inside of you. You'll be free no matter what's happening with someone else outside of you, all right?
Yes, sir, 100%. I do my best to stay present, be aware,
yeah.
Watch the thoughts, you know, understand that of myself I can do nothing.
That's right.
And I
thank
have
you,
no
Mike.
Control.
I got to
thank you. Hey, I got one quick.
I got to take a break. The treasure chest is now open on D-Live. Thank you, Mike. I have to take a break. Back in a moment.
We have a counseling service
And I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. Announcements here at the top of this hour, the Hake, H-A-K-E report. And if you have not seen the Hake report, you're missing it. James Hake is on fire. He ain't got that good hair for nothing. He's on fire from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. And then after the Hake report, Joel Friday TV, he's back. He was out yesterday, but he's back today. Joel Friday TV at 11 a.m. He black. And at 12 noon, the American Anchor Baby. Energy. All over the world. Energy that lights up the world. Energy without thinking about it. At 12 noon. He's giving back to America. He ain't just the Anchor Baby taken away from America. He's giving back at 12 noon. And don't forget to get some punchy coffee. Punchy coffee. And while you're at it, you can get my books, amazing books. I recommend them. And then you can get the merch, amazing merch. And all those things go right back to Bond, helping us to help others. Thank you so much, right? Go to JesseLeePeterson.shop, JesseLeePeterson.shop. And to the people in every corner of the earth, you can get the merch now. You can get the merch. And to the United States folks, you get the merch and the coffee. And just think, read a book and drink it. Read my books, From Race to Responsibility, Scam, How the Black Leadership Explores Black America, Seven Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual, Family, and Financial Success Guide, The Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. And I mentioned the first one, right? Right there?
Not From Rage.
From Rage to Responsibility. From Rage to Responsibility, my first book. See, I was so young. And then the Scam. And outside the book, can you imagine sitting there having some good old punchy coffee while reading a punchy's books? What the? Go to rebuildingtheman.shop. Rebuildingtheman.shop or rebuildingtheman.
JesseLeePeterson.shop.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry.
Rebuildingtheman.com/stores.
What is it?
JesseLeePeterson.shop.
Uh-huh.
RebuildingTheMan.com/stores.
Thank you, Nick.
Someone told me they threw away their coffee the other day.
Why?
Because they, not the Punchy's coffee, they went and bought some other coffee, and they literally threw it away to go back to Punchy's.
I rest my case.
Owe it to yourself to at least try it.
I rest my case. And look, I forgot to tell you that on the Hake Report today, you're going to have Krishan the Don on Hake. That's always good. Krishan the Don on the Hake Report today at 9 a.m. coming up at the top of this hour. Let me go back to the real busy phones here. I want to get to as many as possible. Tawana, I believe. Tawana, out of Georgia on my mind. Welcome to the show,
hey.
Tawana.
Hey, Jesse.
Hey, Tawana.
How you doing?
Amazing.
Good. Well, Jesse, I wanted to respond to, you know, what you were talking about earlier about sometimes women get in a relationship and they have a little bit more than what the guy has.
Oh, yeah, more money, or they own their house or something. And the man doesn't make. She make more money than he does. And my question is, would you ever would a man ever marry a woman that make more money than him? Would you ever date or marry a man to one of that you make more money than?
Well, like 22 years ago, my husband and I, we got married. So thank God we're still married.
Right on.
And whenever we first met each other, and you know, just being honest, I wasn't looking for a husband or anything like that. I was
nice.
Just living my life.
Right on.
And so I was working, and you know, I always made pretty good money. So, and I purchased I purchased my own home, and I happened to purchase it before I met him or whatever, and lived in it probably about a year. And then I met him, and, you know, without searching, it happened. And then whenever it happened, you know, he saw that I had a house. So, but I'm from originally from Alabama, so I have
Sweet
a lot
home,
of old.
Alabama.
So you I have a lot of old traditional ways.
You have a lot of what now?
I have a lot of old school traditional ways.
Right
within
on.
Me, even though I was a single woman, and I had my own house and made, you know, good money. But at the same time, I knew that, okay, if I'm going to marry this guy, that means, you know, because, you know, it tells us in the Bible, your treasures become his treasures and his treasures become yours because you become one person. Not, you know, you're still individual, but you too become one flesh. So I knew everything, all the possessions that I had, if we did decide to say I do, I knew that, I don't care if I had it before him. I just clearly told him. I said, okay, this is the house I have. So, you know, we can live in it. You know, and, you know, what I knew a real man would be like, okay, I don't know about this. But he just said, you know what? You know, just since you just moved in it, we can eventually sell it and I can purchase another home. So that's eventually what happened. He moved in it, but I never threw that up in his face that this is my house. I told him it was our house, and he now is the head of the house. And whenever I said it, I could tell it was a shock with him. And he often tell me about that, you know, tell other people about it. But, oh, she like gave me all authority over this because, you know, he was not used to women even doing that, you know.
Amazing.
So I just pretty much surrendered it to him and said, hey, you're the head of it. And then we got pregnant with twins. We have twin boys.
Nice.
And,
real men make boys first.
Yeah, they do. So then next thing you know, when the twins came along, you know, I knew my money was always a little bit superior over his. I knew it, but we never really talked about it. We act like it didn't exist. But when he came to me, and we're going back to the first caller of the the first hour of the show, when she said she feel a little anxiety about, you know, releasing it because she don't want to go back to her, you know, her previous growing up as, you know, having less than. But, you know, he told me, he said, okay, if we're having twins, you know, I'm going to want you to stay at home. And because it'd be cheaper to stay at home to keep the babies. Now, being honest, it was hard to even think that I would drop career and what have you. But I had to because he told me to. So I stayed home with my twins, but I eventually went back to work once they got older.
Yeah.
But
so
at the same time,
you never said to him, "Nigga, rah rah, you better shut up. This is my house."
I didn't, Justin. This I was scared to do that. I'm just being honest.
Nice.
I was scared, and the reason I was scared was not about being fearful of him. But God already said that my treasures become his and the man is the head. So if he's the head, how can I change that? I can't do that because that's the order of God.
Nice.
So I was rare, and I get it because I was in my 30s and I was rare. Normally when you get that age and get married and you already have your own things going on, it's hard to submit. And I'm working on myself now. I wasn't working on myself then, but I was just scared because I didn't want to be out of order. But
let me
just say,
because of time, there is a friend of mine, a really good friend. He got married recently down in Mississippi. And he made good money, and he had bought his own home. And the young lady that he married, she had her own home, and she made good money as well. But what happened once they got married, she quit her job, she sold her house, and now she just, you know, they live in his home. She's they don't have children yet, but she's staying home, she's doing what she need to do because he makes really good money, so he can afford to take care of the family already. And she is giving up the ego and working on doing it the right way. And it's that type of attitude that will cause a marriage to last forever.
Amen. I agree with that. Totally. I agree with that because I know with me, you know, of course it was a pay cut because I did. But the thing about my husband, if I made more than him, he would just work overtime. So
yes,
what would happen? When he worked that overtime, it would always trump over what I made.
Right.
So
was he from Alabama too?
He's from Georgia. He's a Georgia boy. I'm an Alabama girl.
Amazing. Tawana, amazing call. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you, Jesse. We appreciate everything you do. Right. Trust me, I do.
You stay with it, all right?
Thank you. I will.
All right. Amazing. From sweet home Alabama, now living in Georgia. Oh, my, my. Steve is a first-time caller from Canada. Steve, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse. How you doing today, big guy?
All is well, Steve. Thanks for calling.
Awesome. Hey, I just wanted to call. You had a Beta John call in earlier talking about helping his ex-wife out and all that. I just wanted to say I'm seeing that a lot these days, and I don't know what's going on, Jesse, with these men being so afraid of women these days. I don't know what it is that's going on. I mean, the traditional values and all that is out the window. When you mention the word traditional, it's viewed as oppressive and slavery and all those type of words come out and abusive, all that stuff, toxic and whatnot. All the shaming tactics come out. And I just don't understand it, but I'm seeing it so much everywhere. And
are you able to make decisions, Steve?
Say that again, Jess?
Are you able to make decisions?
I think so, yes.
Are you?
Once you've overcome your fallen state, I believe you can, yes.
Are you able to make decisions?
Yes.
And would you ever live with or marry a woman that make more money than you?
Personally, I wouldn't. I'm kind of on the fence with that, Jess, because I wouldn't. I think that if the woman is looking to change herself and is a God-fearing woman and she's, you know, not almost,
don't do any if, because you're not going to find a woman like that. Live with or marry a woman that make more money than you?
No, Jesse, I wouldn't.
And why not?
I think that subconsciously, I think the way we're wired and the way we are, I just think they would create a lot of problems subconscious that'll come to the forefront, which I think is what happens a lot of times these days.
Yeah.
A couple in that position
that's
might
a good
claim
point,
that it's
Steve. That's an amazing point.
Yes, they might claim that it's all good, Jesse, but meanwhile, what they don't realize is it's not natural, so they're going to start, you know, it's going to start manifesting in a very negative way.
Absolutely.
And that's why I think that's important, people not to, you know, think with their minds and their hearts, because as you said, they're wicked. Absolutely, very deceitful things out there. But I just, getting back though, Jess, I don't understand, like, a lot of these, and, you know, nowadays it's bad to be a man. It's I don't know where the thinking comes from that. I mean, I'm seeing, and you know, it's the there's a lot of men being out.
Well, you know, Steve, because of time, it's not bad. It's not bad being a man. It's just men are so willing to give up their natural state of being for the woman. But if women were telling men, oh, you need to change diapers, you need to stay home, you need all the men have to say, no, I'm not. I'm not doing that. What can she do if you say no to it? It's just that men are afraid and they're saying yes instead of saying no.
Well, and that's it, Jesse. But then I hear a man like that's calling in like earlier saying, oh, what am I supposed to do? And they start tying their kids with their wives. And it's like you can still be, you know what I mean? Like they're using that where the same woman, if it was reversed, would not be happening at all. They'd say, you're a man. You can go do that with yourself. Why is this my problem? They're an extra reason. They left you. Why are you so worried about satisfying this person that obviously is leaving you behind and right, but help me while I'm leaving you? Like, I don't understand that.
Men have been taught wrong. That's all by their mothers and grandmothers and the education system.
And don't you find that ironic, Jess? In a way, these women, these single mother households, they're ironically raising the women that they're resenting themselves.
Yes.
They're not dating these men that they're raising, the type of men that they're raising on their own. They'll say, I can raise I don't need a man to raise my son. And the men that they're raising are the same men that they're resenting and won't go for themselves.
That's true. What a mess. Steve.
What a mess is right.
Thank you, Steve, because of time. I appreciate it, man. Thank you.
No problem. Anyways, all the best, Jesse. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, buddy. Thank you. Amazing. Let me go quickly to Willie out of Jackson, Mississippi. M-I, cricket letter, cricket letter, I, cricket letter, cricket letter, I, humpback, humpback, I. That's how you spell Mississippi. Willie, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, how you doing again? Jesse, good to talk to you, my guy. Good to talk to you.
Thank you, Willie. I appreciate it.
Look, I was calling. I had been on your show before, right? And I was the one that called, and we was talking about the turbulence. Remember, if you remember, I don't know if you remember.
Never ask a black man if he remembers.
Yeah, oh, you're right. You're so right about that. But look, we had talked about some turbulence that I was having in my relationship.
Okay.
Man, I had to call. I have been thinking about you because I tell you what, everything you told me came true. I mean, it just wasn't going to work.
Right.
It just wasn't going to work.
Yeah.
And I was like, I just woke up this morning. I was like, because I've been trying to call you for the last couple of days, you know, because I listen to you all the time. I mean, everybody tell you this, but to me, I mean, I really, truly mean this. You're like one of the greatest people in the world to me. I mean, man, I got a father, mother and father still alive, but I mean, you're just a bomb, man. You're a bomb. And I want to tell you one thing also. Ask you something. That's what it was. I want to ask you this question. Do you think black people should be at white people's events? And this is why I'm asking you the question. I was at the St. Patty's Day Parade in Jackson, Mississippi, and it was overran by black people, right? I mean, it was hundreds of thousands of black people down here. And, you know, it was white people down there also, don't get me wrong. And everything was good until probably about 5 o'clock later on, you know, because the older people started leaving. Man, we had a straight massacre there. I mean, 9 people got shot.
Wow.
2 people were killed. And of course, they were black. The guys that did the shooting and the people that got shot were black. And I was actually caught up in the situation. I mean, it was one of the scariest moments of my life. And I was like, I actually want to try to, you know, send you the footage if I could, you know, so you could also see it for yourself. Because I was. But do you think that we should be at white people's events? Because, I mean, St. Patrick's Day, I mean, for as long as I can remember, the luck of the Irish, I don't know too many black Irish people, maybe except you, you know. But, you know, but what do you think about that, Jesse?
I totally agree with you. white people need to separate from the blacks, and they need to create their own government, own police force, own everything, constitution, because the blacks are not going to get it right. Not all but most. Not all but most. They're not going to get it right. They would go to a very nice event like that, and they'll fight, they'll shoot, they'll kill each other. And white people putting their lives on the line, too. I absolutely agree with you, Willie, that black people should not be allowed to attend white cafes, white events, white people living areas or anything. It's too dangerous and it's too risky.
Yes, sir.
Amazing.
You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
Yes, it is. I love it. Can I say it? Amazing. I just had to say that.
Amazing. Gee, because of time, you too, buddy. I love you. Call me again, all right? Because of time, I'm running out of time here.
Okay, I will. And look, you have a great day. And look, like I said, I love you, guy. And keep doing what you're doing, man.
I will. And you stay with us, stay with us, stay with it, all right?
All right. Thank you so much, Jesse.
All right, buddy. What a mess. Thank you now. What a mess. Super chat.
Super chat.
Sion says with a coffee, no, Jesse, not at all. I would not want my man to make less than me. It's like I would take away all his manhood and remind him of it when I get upset. I'll feel like he's not a leader. I would appreciate it if we both made it together and if he made more than me.
I'm not surprised here. Right on. But I'm not surprised at your response to that. I can imagine you not wanting a man to be making more money than a man. And all that. Right on. Thank you, Sia. That's amazing.
Anthony on Cash App. For me, I don't want to live on ifs, woulda, coulda, shouldas, he says.
Yeah, don't be double-minded. Be single-minded. Never do ifs. Always have a wait and see. Listen, I'm telling you this for a fact. I'm telling you the truth. If you live a wait-and-see life, you will never fail. It will be impossible. Impossible. That's what you want me, impossible, yeah. It will be impossible to fail. But if you live a double-minded life, a if life, this may happen, that may happen, you're going to suffer, and you will never succeed. Amazing. Thank you.
And thank you, guys. I do believe that is all for now.
Amazing. Thank you all so much. I do appreciate it. Because of time, let me go to first-time call out of PA. Ariani. Ariani, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi, Jesse. How are you? Oh, my God. I'm so nervous. Oh, my goodness. Oh, thank you for having me on.
Absolutely. Relax. It's just Jesse.
Yes. First of all, I want to just say thank you so much. You changed my life. I found you last year, like the beginning of the summer, because I went through that, how you call it, the ego death.
Yes.
Went through that, and it hit me like I thought I had to be institutionalized, honestly. And then I'm serious, and you said it too. You were like, you're going to feel like you want to turn back. And I'm so happy that I didn't.
Yes.
Because I'm in such a great place. Like, of course, you know, I'm doing my silent prayer, forgave my mom. And yeah, I'm just working through it, reading the Bible, and just, you know, trying to be a good wife and a good mom. So
right
I'm real happy.
Will you stay with us? It only gets better. Stay with it.
Yeah, I'm finding that. I really am. Yeah. And also, I got a bone to pick with you. I remember you said, once the veil lifts off your face,
yes,
the conversations become boring
because
you start to see it. And it is, I don't even want to, like Easter, I was like falling asleep during the conversation because I'm like, oh, this another repeat of this? Like, what is this?
Right on. Absolutely. And now you're living a life, you're beginning to live a life of being in the world, but not of it. And you don't have paradise right here on earth.
Yeah, I feel like I'm watching a movie, honestly. Yes. Like, it's crazy. It's weird. So crazy. But I wanted to make a comment about the whole women make it more than men.
Yes.
I have a friend of mine that, unfortunately, her son is going through it. They just had a baby about a year ago. Young, 19. She's about 20, 21. She's about, like, a year or two older than him. She got knocked up in the middle of nursing school. And she's a smart girl, real nice girl. And he's a good guy, too. But he's real quiet, real, like, you kind of have... Mom told me, like, you kind of have to tell him what to do. And he found a girl like that. And now he's living to regret it. She got a job. Thank God. She's making her little paychecks, about three grand each paycheck. Nurses make a lot.
Adriana, let me do this. Because of time, I don't want you to have to rush. Are you able to call me back tomorrow sometime?
Yeah, I can.
Okay.
I can call you back.
Will you do remind the screener that I asked you to call me back, and I'll take your call as soon as you call in.
Yes, of course, because I definitely want to tell you the story.
Okay, and I don't want you to have to rush through it.
Okay. Thank you, Jesse.
Right.
I appreciate that.
Amazing. Thank you. I am so out of time, folks. Listen, you can have an amazing life while you live, or you can stay in your hell while you live. And I know most people love their pain. They love the thrill of pain, false feeling good, false feeling bad. You love your misery, but those who want to overcome, you can. You got to see that you're angry. Anger is hatred. Anger is evil. Forgive your mother, forgive your father, everybody. I don't care. Don't let the devil tell you, oh, I already did my mother. Yes, you do. You do. You must be born of the spirit. Forgive your mother, forgive your father. Do the silent prayer, rebuildingtheman.com/silent prayer, and let life work. It will work. Let it work. You don't have to make it work. If you try to make it work, it ain't working. It ain't gonna work. Let it work. And it will. The Hake Report is coming up. And he has Krishan Nadan on right now, coming up. And then Joel Friday TV at 11, right after the Hake. And then the American Anchor Baby. All right? Stay with us. Work on yourself. You and only you are responsible for you as an adult. If you have children, you're responsible for your children. All right? Have a good one, folks. I'll be back tomorrow. It's Bible Thumper Thursday tomorrow already. Bible Thumper Thursday. If the Lord is willing and decree, don't rise. And as Joel will say, have grace and mercy. Two for the price of one. Amazing. Take care, folks. Oh, Rick and the other callers, I'm out of time. Thank you for your support. That. God's kingdom comes.
You know, I'm 32 years old now, and I've been clinically depressed since I was 17 years old. And ever since I started listening to you a couple of months ago, bro, I don't even need to hear the word depression. I don't even care about that, because that's not anything that I identify with anymore.
Nice.
I'm 100% cured. I'm 100% better because I've been listening to the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, and I can't even begin to tell you how much I appreciate you. And I just can't even... You know, begin to tell you how much I really appreciate the things that you're doing for young men. Young men need to hear this, and young men need to know this message that you're delivering, because it's important. It's vital to their lives, Jesse. I just wanted to let you know that, man.
That's amazing. I mean, you made my day, man. When I hear one soul has returned to the Father, it's like 1,000. It's better than silver and gold. So God bless you, man. So, here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer, and I want you to start doing it. You just download it, get the points of how to do it, and then after a while, you just do it on your own. It's going to point you in the right direction that your life will be returned to you from God. He will give you your life back, because anyone and all people who has anger. They're not themselves. You are the person that you are angry at. That's why it's so important to get to know yourself so that you can see who you're angry at. And if you're doing the hooping and hollering prayers and things like that, some people get up, oh, praise the Lord, hoop and holler, bless my mama, bless my daddy. Continue to do it. Do both. You will see if you want to stay with the hooping and hollering or do you want to be still and know God. So my gift to you, no charge, at rebuildingtheman.com/church.